Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L. Back.
got a place in six of my own. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So, whoa.
Doctor. is the one and all Magnifique Elite.
Thank you. $20 before 9 p.m. $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m. LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom Face Extraordinaire. Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness, versus Executive Realness for $250, as well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson. Located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th. In Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, five trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's mini grand big girl's face. Tables, $100, fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250. Open to All Sex Siren, 250. Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot. And grand prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m. $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m. LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the hits, they think me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, you got to the quick, can't take me. The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tea Party Tuesday. If by now you don't know who I am the overall prince of the House of Bridge, and my name is Jason. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to discuss tonight, and without further ado, I'm going to bring on the rest of the crew.
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say comes to
people cheering you on.
Reading came first.
And for the
reading high, like all highs, is the real art form of insult.
To absorb it, you take it. And you like it. To absorb it, you take it. And you like it.
Laugh. And Kiki.
Shading.
I don't tell you. But I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hello, Mark and J Rock. How are you?
Hey, brother. What's up?
I'm doing fine.
J Rock, and the fun already starts. Were you commentating this weekend?
No. Who's going to commentate me before?
Well, in the little room, someone legendary Nat said to tell you your commentating needs more work and she wants more.
Tell legendary Nat. Okay, thank you.
J-Rock, there seems to be an echo in your phone, I'm being told, from Switchboard.
Oh.
There you go with them.
Is it there
phones.
Now?
Yeah, it's still there. Huh?
Is it there? Wait a minute, let me find out. Switchboard, is it there?
Hello? Cricket.
I guess it's
yeah,
not.
It's there,
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's still there. Hello, chat room.
Will I be able to call back?
Hello, chat room. How are you, Misty Lake? Not too much tonight. Shout out to Pepsi. Shout out to Pepsi. Thank you for the birthday wishes, Pepsi, Jeff, and if I missed you, thank you again. There you go, Misty, you being nasty. I'll deal with you later. Hello, Mr. Man. How are you? With your shady self sometimes. So, before we get into all the fun and laughter, on a serious note, I want to send out my condolences to the family of the young lady who lost her life. Yet another transsexual we lost, and I don't know if she was in the ballroom or not, but just another transsexual is gone to this world. So my condolences go out to her family.
And to all the transsexuals out there, whether you're a trans man or a trans woman, y'all need to be careful, like really careful.
Yes, you all really do need to be careful. J-Rock, you need to fix that, Switchboard is saying.
I don't know how to do that. That's why I'm about to call back in. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, Maya.
Lost,
for the,
it ain't my fault.
And thank you, Maya Angelou, for the belated birthday wishes. Sorry that you missed my birthday because you was out of the country, a.k.a. locked up.
Come on, Maya.
Oh, look who joined the room, the iconic Blackjack, who likes to cheat on injustice. But I'll deal with you later, Mr. Blackjack.
Oh.
Don't tiptoe in. Don't tiptoe in. Just take your seat. So, brothers, while we wait for J-Rock to call back in, so, Mark, did you hear about the Buffalo Bills up in Buffalo, New York?
Oh, Jesus, it's a farm, Buffalo. Did I not hear about that? My God. You know, the kid read so fiercely, though, like, it's been such a long time since I've heard people actually beat the shit out of the ball like that. I mean, they went the fuck off. I mean, shout out to my sister Laurel, who they said, you know, kind of redeemed the night afterwards. Congrats to her, you know, for whatever slack they had or they say that they had. But baby, the girls are red for.
Okay, I'm being told that it's not J-Rock's phone. It's your phone, Mark.
It's my phone on.
Are you on speaker?
I was.
Okay. Is that better?
But I'm on a home phone. I can hear my own echo, though.
But when you're on speaker, it kind of sounds horrible when you're on speakerphone. Is that better, Switchboard? Say something, Mark.
Hello?
Okay.
It's Philly. I can hear it myself.
Okay. Are you near your computer?
No. I'm actually sitting here with the fucking ice on my hand.
Misty Lake, my brother does not wear silk shirts unbuttoned down to the navel. That is so 70s. Switchboard is saying, please get off speakerphone.
Hello, y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
It's still an echo. And I'm on my cell phone in the car.
Well, it wasn't you. Switchboard is saying it was Mark.
I'm still trying to figure out.
I hear it. That's all I'm saying, but I hear my own echo.
Brother, you're...
Okay. I'm on the line with you, and then J-Rock's on his phone, so is anybody on a cell phone?
No, I don't think anybody's on their cell phone.
I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, well, then that's probably what it is.
But I hung up.
Yeah, but even when he hung up, the echo was still there.
Hmm.
It's a little weird.
Well, yeah. J-Rock, somebody said get off that bootleg Samsung.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Jasmine.
You're echoing, too.
Y'all carrying with these phones, so we're going to have to sit here and act like, you know, we're figuring out what's happening here. Jason, are you on a house phone or cell phone?
I'm on my house phone.
And who else is on your phone?
No one.
All right. Mark, are you on a house phone or cell phone?
House phone.
And is anybody on your line?
Jason was. I don't know if he still is.
You might have didn't hang me up.
Hang him up.
Okay.
You might have to call back in, Mark.
Okay, I'll call back in. All right.
All right. J-Rock, are you on a house phone or cell phone?
I'm on my cell phone.
Have a conversation with Jason.
They say your phone is echoing too, Jasmine.
Right,
huh?
Jasmine is echoing.
They're saying that you're
echoing. Well, I'm echoing because I'm on speakerphone, so I'm going to echo.
Okay. Oh,
well,
Lord.
Well, Jason, I can hear myself talking, and this is weird.
Okay, I can't hear the echo, so that's crazy.
And it might, well, it might be you.
No, because normally I can hear. Normally I can
no,
hear.
It's not Jason. Hold on. Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear, like, anything bad?
No.
Okay. Hold on. J-Rock.
Yes.
Can you hear anything bad?
No, the echo left.
It did leave, didn't it?
Yep.
Hold on, let me go back to Jason.
Hello.
Jason.
Yeah.
Okay, the echo is on your phone.
Hello?
Do you have your cell phone on as well?
No, my cell phone is off.
All right, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
I apologize, everyone. This is just, like, so unprofessional, y'all. Just read, honey. J-Rock, are you there?
I'm here. See, I
and
told you,
don't you
know, Jason. I don't hear
and you don't hear
thing.
Nothing, do you?
At all.
Okay. Mark, you're back.
Hello?
Okay, and you don't hear no echo or nothing, right?
No, I don't hear one.
Okay, perfect. Tiffany, welcome to the floor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello, everybody.
And there's no echo from Tiffany. Let me call Jason back. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
Jason, you're back.
Okay. Mr. Man is saying all the phones are fine.
Well, they weren't
fine.
Mr. Man is high. So you can hear the you could have heard, you hear the echo on this end. All right. So you guys are pretty much there. I guess everybody's normal. It was your phone, Jason. It's not echoing anymore.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. This call has been waiting. 252-640, you're on the air. 252-640. I kind of figured you didn't want nothing. You were all in. All right, y'all, carry on.
Now,
okay,
to the helper that, now, to the helper that tried to come for my Samsung Galaxy Note 2, it wasn't my phone.
Tiffany in the chat, Mama, but why is she not a... Tiffany, where are you, girl?
I'm right here.
Oh.
You missed her when you with your echo.
Oh, I missed her with my echo. Sorry, sis.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing, girl. So back to our regular scheduled program, we were talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, the Pacotes? The Pachotes?
The Thurman
Thomas. Them homies Buffalo Bills and unicorns and He-Mans and She-Ras I seen.
I think they're not, like, moans are not being, I don't know, they're not potent enough no more.
But
you know,
they say
they
hype you about Canada. Canada got the good drugs. Usually people go over Canada to get their discounted drugs. I know moans got to be cheap.
The girls are not even using moans no more. They're getting those shots. That's why you think they progress so far overnight. They be getting them big-ass shots. They be getting them. They moans. Moans don't do you like that.
What kind of shot? Tranquilizers?
funny, I blew up the kid shot.
No shade. I'm a big hoe, but that's some big bitches. Like, that's the one you say, that's the one you got to say, that's a big bitch. Like, you got to emphasize it.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh. Ooh. You stupid.
I don't
that's
know. The girls are not looking in the skin, honey, with those moans. I'm telling you, those are not moans they're using. I be looking at them, bitch, what the fuck is those horse pills y'all be taking, bitch?
And I'm sorry. I felt bad for my little sister, Talia, girl. When I seen that, when I finally got a close-up of her little petite self against all them big things, and they cock strong from not taking them moans, baby. They, them bitches is cock strong, honey. Shit, my baby ain't stand a chance. She ain't stand a chance. Shit, she the one needed the hammers.
You trying to hit me in the clothes?
Huh?
I was trying to see if y'all had injustice.
Yes, we all
have. Fucking injustice. Take injustice and shove it up your justice ass, honey. I'm so tired of looking on y'all on that damn computer and Facebook talking about injustice every 5 fucking minutes. Damn injustice, honey.
I was about to
she wouldn't be saying that if we were talking about going to the buffet, but it's okay, Tiffany. We still love you.
Baby, damn a buffet, honey. I'm on Weight Watchers, honey.
I was about to let this man have it. They didn't put these big old yellow gates up at Walmart, and I'm like, bitch, if I don't get this game, I'm sick of this shit. You know how much
so
I'm not going to eat now?
So you have
don't let the Weight Watchers take you away, honey. Look, this girl at my job, honey, she's on Weight Watchers. She looks a mess.
No, it's good. I'm liking it, honey.
No, it's like they have regular meals, sis. But it's like they be having beef and broccoli. And when I see her every day, it's like she's shrinking. I said, you look bad. I was like, what's wrong with you?
But Mark, you know what? You ever seen those people that when they start losing weight, they look horrible, but then finally they skin and everything catch up with them, and then they start looking better.
I don't know them people.
I know them people, J Rock.
Is that
true?
Oh,
I've only been on it. This is my second week.
I'm paying for one, right?
Huh?
Hey, Jason, when y'all bought y'all Injustice game, did it come with two games?
No.
Well, mine did. Thank you.
Y'all
got to get it from Walmart.
You're not buying nothing from Walmart.
Baby, I got two for one.
You probably got a video. You didn't probably get two games, there, Rock. You probably got a video.
See, bitches who don't even know what they got don't need to have games.
Ooh, you shut up. You just shut up. I didn't need shit.
Hey, you have a game. You don't
even
know.
Wait a minute. Hold up, J-Rock. Wait. Because we listen to a lot of people going up in stores and putting stuff in stuff. Did you buy it or did you get it?
I'm at the register. You know, at Walmart, well, I don't know where Walmart y'all come from, but down here in Texas, when you buy a game or something like that, if you don't purchase it back there at the register, they walk it all the way up
How
to the register.
How much was the one that you bought, J-Rock?
I'm at the register.
You in Walmart shopping now? Well, while you in there, did you buy Dev a game too? Maybe you picked up two games thinking you was going to send one to Dev.
I sell it to him.
Yeah. What are you going to pay you, Subway gift cards? Eat fresh.
I don't accept Subway gift cards. And y'all
why?
Saying that
you 16 digit with an expiration date.
And I'm looking at one right now.
Dev is
hey,
really
Dev.
Mad with me, honey.
Wait a
I'm
minute. Okay, so J-Rock, you're in Walmart. Walk me through this. You're in Walmart. You got the game, but the price of the game is not on there.
No, listen. I'm in Walmart. I walked to the back and asked them, did they have Injustice? They had it. But I never seen again because the man walked it up to the front and put it on register 12, and now I'm waiting to go pay for it. Because you can't just take a game. You can't just take the game because that you can walk right out the front door with it.
Well,
first of all,
they
I'm sorry to tell you, they do not do that. No, they don't do that in Texas. Basically,
they don't
the man
do that
just
at our Walmart.
Me neither. He just basically trying to say you look like you about to steal it, so he don't trust you with it. So he just wants you to take.
So
they ain't never did that.
So I'm in full uniform, and I look like I come in here to steal an Injustice
game. Girl, the girls always put on a geesh to go up there and crab, girl. And you don't know about the nurse's uniform and all of that? Girl, please.
Well, okay. But that's what they do. But then again,
well,
kids,
with no shade, you are in one of the most quietest Walmarts that I've ever heard in my life. Because, bitch, if I tell you that motherfucking Angelica and motherfucking Carmen and the kids would be screaming right now in the background, bitch. That Walmart is
pick me up some garlic pickles while you in there.
While y'all talking about Devin, I'm looking at a $15 Subway Eat Fresh. Dale, send me your inbox me your address so I can, you know, get you a little gift card.
Oh,
another little $15.
You don't want to get an Injustice game, but you want to get her a Subway gift card. That's so fancy.
It's $15.
Bitch, why don't you go over to the other side where they sell salads and stuff and get her one of them? Why would you want to get her another sandwich?
The goddamn carbs and the bread alone is bad, honey. Shit.
He can get wheat. Wheat bread is for your whole wheat.
Oh, my God.
No, let me leave Dev alone. I think Dev think I'd be serious and I'd be fucking with him. I think he's starting to get upset with me. So I'm going to...
No,
I'm
you got to get into it, though, since everybody be thinking you're serious, though. They really be taking the heart when you start
do
leaving.
They?
Yes, they take it to heart, Tiffany. Well, I don't know what you do.
Ooh, but no, the only the ones that I kiki with do I play like that and read with. Should y'all read me? Like, what the fuck?
Well, we be playing just like you be playing. We know better,
yeah,
but the girls be over it.
Do they really think I'd be serious for real?
Incoming transmission.
Oh, shit.
Go.
Private caller, how are you?
Ow!
Yes,
oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, how you sodomites doing tonight? Now, I'm calling in here because I want to know, and can we get somebody from the House of Ebony to answer this? Why didn't none of their members go and support the other member that had that aftermath?
Mark J. Rock.
Granny, let me just say it like this, and I'm going to be 100 completely honest in my Kelly Mizrahi voice, okay? I don't know if you were in Buffalo, Granny, or who was in Buffalo. But as far as the ballroom scene is concerned, and this is what I'm hearing, because I would have gone to support her had I not had to work that weekend, Buffalo is pretty late, and nobody wants to go there. And I'm just going to be honest. I mean, this is from everybody that I've heard. Oh, are you going to Buffalo? Bitch, why would I go to Buffalo? It's late. So,
oh, my God.
In the instance of going to Buffalo, again, I would have gone to support her. I can't speak for the other Ebonies on why they didn't. I would have gone to support her. But as far as ballroom that I've heard from the 11 people that I asked, it's late and they'll never go there in their life.
Well, you know what? She is damn fool. I would quit that house. Fuck that. How you gonna throw a ball and none of your house members show up?
But why leave the house, Granny? Why leave the house? How do you know everybody in the House of Ebony didn't have other stuff going on? You got to remember, too, another Ebony had a ball in Philadelphia. Two Ebonies had a ball in Philadelphia that same weekend.
Oh, my bad, baby. I'm sorry about that, Granny.
Granny.
Yeah, baby.
Granny. All this time you've been calling in the show, and you never let us know that you was a pioneer mother talent.
Oh,
why you let us know you?
I hadn't even said nothing to you. Now you want to spot me.
Oh, Granny, and Granny to correct you, it wasn't an ebony ball. It was a Pikachu Gargan ball.
Yeah,
The aftermath was a
Lord. Okay,
the aftermath.
Okay.
Ebony throne.
Granny, we love our sister. I know I love her. I met her in North Carolina. She's the sweetest girl. I would have went to go support her, but two Ebenezers having a ball in Philly, not to mention a lot of people in the house, you know, had just came back from a lot of different places. So I can't speak for them, but I will say that the ballroom and the total of people I spoke to said they'll never go to Buffalo again in their life.
Okay, Mark, I accept that. Now, let me get on the Tiffany. Now, look here, Granny ain't never want no page, boy. Baby, you got me mixed up. And you come out, you're going to be losing all that weight. What the fuck your fat ass going to do with all that skin once you lose all that weight?
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, Mother Talon.
Okay, I like that, Granny. I always wanted her some bigger tits. Now, you know, coming back on milk.
I love Granny. And she got to get me. She like, who gets mad? Granny get me every time she calls. She got to say something about me.
Yes, I love Granny.
Me too. Granny a mess, honey. She a kid.
Misty, you are just nasty.
I ain't even in that official ballroom. Misty.
I'm not
Misty,
in the official room. I'm in a little blog room. Getting Misty,
yeah, that's
Misty,
what I meant, honey.
And her little
Misty
nasty
Pissy
butt
Lake.
Self.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Misty Pissy Lake.
Not too much for her, Tiffany. Not too much for her, Tiffany. You know she don't like you.
I don't give a damn, honey. Get in line with the rest of the bitches.
Okay. 240-581.
I heard y'all talking about Injustice and Footlong.
Oh, didn't you get enough last night, lady?
Excuse me?
Girl, somebody who don't like the two-part, the Tea Party Tuesday, bitch, you always calling, girl. Like, you the new seat filler?
Let me tell you, I would never be a seat filler, bitch. I'm always going to be the headliner.
Oh, girl, please. The only thing you headlining
you
is them big feet. Girl, the only thing you headlining is them big feet coming our way, girl. That's the only
not
thing
too much.
You headline.
Stay coming for me. See, I've been keeping it real kissy and kissy with you, Miss Tiffany. But
you're
going
to
make me open up your book and read your pages.
Ooh.
Read me, girl. What can you read me, girl, that I'm fabulous?
Anyway,
I'm going with the wind
to,
fabulous.
On to Injustice. Y'all ready for the tea?
Get off the fucking line with this Injustice, honey. I don't want to hear this bullshit about Injustice on a Tea Party Tuesday, girl. Now,
y'all
shit,
ready? Excuse me. If I wasn't on here, it would be, and listen, you dry anyway, so I'm just coming in and wetting up.
I'm far from dry, girl.
I came in here to put the lotion on your skin, honey.
You the one need it, because, girl, you lotion up with goddamn Crisco. You the one who needs the lotion.
I came to put
girl.
The motherfucking lotion on your Instog, Miss Tiffany Talk.
Girl, don't come talking that goddamn devil worshiping shit, girl, now. But wait a minute.
I'm over here at Kelly House, right? So you remember how much shit, you know, Kelly was talking about how, you know, she was ready to weigh me out and, you know, beat me and Justice and Carrie and all this carrying on and stuff like that. So I came over here. Not only did I come over here and beat her in that game, but I broke Mortal Kombat 2 and I beat her in that. She didn't win that one time.
But you're not ready to play me online, I am. So come on.
What do you mean I'm not ready to play you online? The times that I was going to play, you weren't playing.
Mm-mm. Last night you gave her, you needed to practice.
Oh, yeah, because see, Buffy was trying it. But I'm good to go.
And
now.
If Kelly was over there losing, I could only imagine how she was over there acting like an angry bull. Because you know she already said she get upset. She already said she get upset when she don't win. She said she get real, real, like, you know, kind of like tradey. Like, you know, like real. Hell nah.
I am really gagging. I am really gagging right now because I'm still standing in the same place. I'm still standing in the same place, y'all, but then I look up at the register and I see Similac, so now I know what's going on. There's them WIC cards is out.
It ain't the Oh, it is the first
yes,
one.
Yes, it is the first
one.
But
why are you not in the electronics department, J-Rock?
Because they was waxing the floor, so they were shutting stuff down like then he brought it up to the front.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute,
guys. Oh, my God. I know Moby Dick did not just try.
try me. JB. I know, baby. Yes, Naima's over here. Yes, she did bust my ass, baby. But anybody else
she
that wants to play, they say, yes, yeah, no, not bust my ass like that, J-Rock. Okay, she saved
that for you.
No, man.
Okay, she bust my ass in the game, Miss Thing, and it's because, you know, she got the cheat book, Miss Thing, so she knows all the moves and everything.
She said, mind you, I didn't even bring no cheat book over here.
She already got it at her house. She knows the moves and everything already, Miss Thing, girl, and everything, bitch. She knows the whole motherfucking game in and out.
So Kelly,
let me tell y'all something. Kelly likes to cheat. Kelly likes to do the same move, pick the same people, and get you up in the same.
No, huh? Kelly, tell me this. Hold on, Jason. Kelly, tell me this. So you're a real gamer. You go in there and you figure out the moves for your damn self. You don't go look it up.
I don't go and get the book and use the book and learn the moves. I learn the moves as you go along with the game. Now, Emma has the book and she learns the moves already. You go and you play the game and you go with the moves as you play in the game. That's how you learn a game. Okay? Just because they sell the book to go with the game to tell you the moves and things, you don't buy it. That defeats the whole purpose of the game.
Kelly, she's not the only one that got that book. Iconic Blackjack got that book, too. He was cheating his ass off, too.
Yeah, well, you know,
y'all gonna give me a headache. We gonna sit up here and talk about some funky ass Nintendo games all night.
What you wanna talk about?
Let's talk about that buffet that you was at today.
Didn't I just tell your motherfucking ass I'm on Weight Watchers, girl?
Oh, yeah, they just told me you was on a seafood diet. Everything you see, bitch, you eat.
Whatever, Kelly.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Did she just say Nintendo?
She tried it.
Somebody just came in my inbox and said, Weight Watchers, have you been asleep?
Oh, please, honey.
Bitch.
Well,
y'all not going to talk about this lady weight, Miss Thing. You know, she is a little big, Miss Thing. You know, plus
a
six, Miss Thing. Oh, well.
Wait a minute, guys.
Are y'all
wait
sure?
Incoming transmission.
248-636. Shatter, go to these kids' phone. Hello?
Okay, we know it now.
Well, how late I am.
You know how the kids are. You know how the
wait a minute, y'all.
Stop calling yourself names.
Hold on. Incoming transmission.
248-636. 248-636.
Okay. Incoming transmission.
219-455.
219-455.
So, Jerry, if you're in the queue and you don't want to say anything, please press 1 and take your arm down. Thanks.
So, back to these hormones.
202-450.
Hey, somebody told me Tiffany should play The Biggest Loser off the weekend.
Oh, Bishop.
Oh, shit.
Here comes Bishop. Okay, so now here comes Bishop, dumb, retarded ass, who want to start with me. Somebody told me that you need to just... I just can't take it. What else can I say about you? Everybody know you're retarded. Everybody know you're a crackhead. I mean, what else? I'm so tired of messing with you and your pookie pipe, honey. I ain't got time.
Thank you.
Bishop, I saw a picture of you, but I'm not sure if it's you or they photoshopped.
Oh, my God, Bishop, they had you dressed up like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Were you, did you used to be a dancer?
Yeah, he used to be a dancer. You didn't see him in his role doing the gay wrestling?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to see why did you
Somebody told me Tiffany should do a big gram of cocaine to lose weight.
You do that all the time, but you still big, so, I mean, obviously it might not work for me.
You got big metabolism.
Oh,
yeah.
you posted that picture yourself, Bishop?
You said what?
You posted that picture?
Yeah, I posted the picture.
You know
he's a Kiki. He has no choice but to laugh at himself. He's making fun of himself.
No, it's all jokes.
Game ready to be the same. That game is mine too.
Bishop, now, what would you do with yourself if you didn't have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights to call in, honey? What's your social
shit.
Life like?
I would go to the radio show that I already have.
You would go to the radio show that you have?
Oh, I would go over the details to the radio show that I already have and plan for a new topic.
First of all, okay, when you talk to me, I'm going to need you to, like, you know, slow it down, say your words, because you, like, be stuttering, and, you know, and I can't, like, hardly understand what you say sometimes. So, I'm going to need you to slow it down for me.
Okay. I will go to my radio show.
You are so retarded. Why do I always set myself up to deal with you and your foolishness?
Because you love him.
No, please. Please. He's just a...
So how everybody doing? Good evening. Good evening. Good morning. Whatever. How everybody doing?
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? It's 12 o'clock at night. He's talking about good morning.
I just wanted to say one real quick thing. To Miss Jasmine... I hope you do the show on the dude that said he came out in the NFL. He's a Washington Wizards. He's a Washington
NBA,
Wizards player. I hope
NBA,
you do that
NBA.
Show topic be for tomorrow.
Well, Bishop, they already have this show topic for
please
tomorrow.
Please, nobody interrupt him because we make him nervous. So please let the man talk so he can get the fuck off the
you
line.
Girl, you just rude to that man.
Tiffany, you're waiting.
I know. I'm telling nobody. Bishop, I'm telling him, do not interrupt you.
Thank you, Bishop. We're going to put
you
back
in
the
queue. Don't interrupt me.
If you got something else to say, press one. Thanks, Bishop.
One.
Tell me why.
It's a straight line. It's a straight line. That's what the number
Granny,
one is. Not
the
one like.
Oh, Lord. This is about to be a key. Granny,
I got something else to say. Get everyone on the air.
Yes, you're on the air.
So look at him. Either Tiffany or Kelly need to feed this child named Ashton that keeps posting these pictures up in his mammy's dirt-ass bedroom. Bathroom. I can see his goddamn ribs. He needs to trim his beard and do a shape-up. Why the fuck they be posting their personal pictures up in there? Put that shit on your wall. Ain't nobody trying to see that bullshit.
Where's
the picture at? What them kids from him say to Jared? And God is lifting this shit up. Now, another thing, what fool is making malign the overall house five?
Well,
wait, what?
They say Milan is he's coming out as overall father rebel.
Now that child is lying and then sell people's health statuses and disrespect people and all that shit. What kind of shit is that?
Wait, but wasn't that the plan in the first place? Wasn't he supposed to be doing that in the beginning when he got the blonding?
Doing what?
Well, I guess we will have to find out at the New York Awards Ball who comes out as the overall father for the house.
I can't wait to see everything.
Yeah, go put me back on mute, goddammit.
Okay.
Girl, they just gagged the fuck out of me. I'm thinking I got me a nice little new game. Guess what the fucking game is? DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat. Bitch, I'm out of here.
Well, you need to tell them that's not what you asked for.
No, I got my game. The DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat is a bonus. It's just in the pack. It was only $57 for the game.
Uh-oh. Well, Merry Christmas, man. You got two of the same games. You can give one to somebody that don't have one, like Tiffany.
I don't want to play that shit, honey.
Well, then, if you did, then you would understand what the fuck's going on.
Her pig
knuckles. I don't give a damn about that, honey.
No.
I don't want to be all big.
Hello, her pig knuckles is too big to be holding the remote control.
No, I don't want to be hammering on that remote control, getting my testosterone up, getting big muscles like you, bitch.
Oh. Kelly, I think Tiffany wants to see you at the back of the runway.
Girl, they
say
that one minute in. They're just saying that.
J-Rock, you shut your ass up. You just want somebody to get on your back on any runway, honey, please.
You are in real form tonight. You came on this motherfucking phone all tired and stuff like you didn't, you know, you really don't want to be here, but you really didn't give it.
No,
tonight.
I didn't come in like that. I was late calling in because the doll was washing her hair. You know, the doll's going to get her fresh sewing in the morning. So she was busy getting her
about
hair
time.
Kind of washed out.
Ooh.
Oh, it ain't about time. Like, you know, one thing about
did
the doll.
Did somebody say the doll? The
exactly.
Doll.
Yes,
yeah, I said the
doll,
not the dog. When I'm, you know, the doll, honey.
I didn't even say dog. You the one who said that.
No, that's all I'm trying to let you know. The doll, honey. Yes, and Miss Kelly girl, I keep some hair in my head, honey. So don't come for me, okay?
Would you like me to post a picture of my new hair that I just put in my head just now?
Girl, no, I don't need to see that, girl, because, you know, I always keep up with the bundles, you know, so there's no need, honey. I don't need to see that hair you just got around the corner from the beauty supply store, girl. Girl, all that pack hair from the beauty supply store look the same, girl.
Don't worry about this. Don't worry,
Tiffany,
you know.
Tiffany, post a picture of you without hair.
Oh,
no,
child, please. Bitch, you trying to motherfucking shut the room down?
No, baby, let me hold on, because you girls ain't said nothing. You know, mother's hair is long, honey. Unlike Kelly over there, girl, you know, her, she can't even do the bust downs because her tracks be showing. She ain't got enough hair to cover the tracks at the top. So basically, hold on.
Women, excuse me.
Wait, but you trying to say
excuse
she
me.
Got alopecia?
Excuse me. Hold on. She could definitely do a bust down, bitch.
Jason,
she definitely could do a bust down. Because she bust down now, bitch.
First of all, honey, I wouldn't trust nothing you say, because, girl, they say you're a kitchen beautician and you over there burning Kelly hair out. So, girl, please. Girl, you burning your girl's hair.
Oh, Naima.
Not a kitchen beautician.
Girl, nobody got time for that.
Don't worry. Kelly, get ready to take a picture of it. You'll see it of what I did to it, honey.
Girl, sit down, Naima.
Now, back to these goddamn hormones. Do y'all think the doctor's giving these bitches sugar pills? Because ever since
now,
Naima, everybody
what do you think about it? Let's ask
J-Rock.
J-Rock,
let me
J-Rock,
tell you
how many times I have to
thing.
Tell you.
How many times
do
you think
the J-Rock
girls are no longer moaning? Half of the girls are no longer moaning. Stop asking about the moans. They're dead. Some of them are dead.
No, they come from Texas. They was going down in Texas. These girls don't moan no more, but then I caught something. After the Texas ball, I started looking at all the balls and started going and looking at all the pictures. And I said, bitch, fuck Texas. What are the moans, period? Are they not sold in America?
Mm-hmm. I want to know what Naima thought about the fiasco. What did you think about the fights and the big men's jumping on them little girls?
That's just what they was, big man. They ain't got to worry about me coming out there, honey. They won't beat up on my head.
See, I told y'all people just saying that Buffalo was late. I told y'all.
Tiffany.
You saying, Naima, you saying that you're not going to get him
what
this before like, Abdul-Jabbar, whatever his name was.
I go, if you go to my Facebook page or my Instagram or my Twitter, I just put up a new picture for you, okay? Bitch, with my fresh bust down the motherfucking middle, Tiffany. Don't motherfucking me. Okay.
Yeah, let me get into this picture.
When you have a weave for about a month or so, Miss Day, you know your tracks start to show, Miss Day. But she's fresh. Right? She's fresh. I just got finished laying her down.
Naima said she just laid it down, girl. But you better let
Naima
stop
laid
her
she
Naima
down.
Do
Naima
your
laid.
Hair.
Naima laid the tracks, but, you know, she's laid, okay? Baby, get into that. And, Tiff, that's wash face fish.
Oh, and it's wash face, yeah?
Yeah, look at Naima over there co-signing. And it's wash face, yeah?
Shut up.
Come on, fucking ass down. Wash face, girl. Ain't no... Girl, hold on. Let me get my pictures together, girl. Let me get my pictures together for Miss Kelly.
Have anybody ever seen the movie Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Y'all remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he put his foot on Bruce Lee's chest and it had that big footprint on his chest?
Oh, my God.
That's Naima, so I don't know why she would ever be scared in Buffalo when he could just go around kicking motherfuckers.
Okay, now, J-Rock, I want to tell you something now. Okay. You want to come to me?
Naima, go pause the game and learn your moves.
First of all, I've been learning my moves. What you're not going to do is come for me, but what you're going to do is respect me. Because when I come glaze those donuts, honey, don't talk about don't do this. No. Yeah.
I think that's why he mad, because you ain't came did it yet, honey.
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to come down there, honey, and I'm going to crucify him on one side of the wall and back down the other. He all right.
She going to use that telekinesis.
Well, I'm coming down to shut Texas down, honey.
Y'all not going to have me looking like that movie on Freddy Krueger where they had that girl going all upside the wall and stuff and dragging all over the place.
See, all you got to do is get the children a little something, honey. They'll shut up. They'll stop being nasty to you. They'll be real nice to you and everything after that.
Girl, I'm not one of them kids. I'm a grown-ass man.
So what y'all think about Jason Collins, the NBA player? Y'all think it's just, you know.
Okay,
Kelly,
it's working now. Your hair is sitting. But, girl, the only reason why your track's not showing this time is because, girl, you got so much black gel up there, girl. That girl is just blending.
Oh, not black gel.
You know the black gel. You're hiding.
They
I
still make black gel.
I have no black gel in my hair, baby. I have pink moisturizer lotion on the top of my head. No black gel.
That's why
that must be a Texas thing, because they don't even stop it no more.
You look cute, girl.
Don't make me come to Texas and put that lotion on your back.
I don't need it, girl. I'll be there, honey. I'm coming to New York, girl. I'll be there for your boy.
Kelly, is it the Nair lotion?
Baby.
J-Rock.
It's the calamine lotion, honey, and I got a five gallon container.
That's a lot of lotion.
No, you giving them a lot of you giving chicken pox teas, bitch. If you got calamine lotion on, measles teas or something.
I'm gonna come in and rub chicken grease on the girls.
See, Naima still talking about chicken grease. That's because she used Crisco to grease up her goddamn body. You see what I'm saying?
There's no shade. My auntie used to get the hair grease and put it on her legs.
What? Ooh, the blue magic, huh?
Grease on her legs.
I've seen somebody do that before. That's how I knew what he was talking about. That shit stinks.
Blue magic. Used to put blue magic on her legs.
Blue
she
magic
said lotion
for $29. For $2.29.
Yeah, she said that she was like, lotion do not work for her.
Honey, she got to get the Aveeno and rub it on the skin, apply it to the skin, darling.
You
can't play
around. Yes, Aveeno.
First of all, she's $10 a bottle, but she's worthy. I'm telling you. You got to get that Aveeno.
Let me tell you something.
Stop playing around with that cheap-ass lotion, honey. You can't buy
that
dollar for lotion.
Baby, I didn't know what the word Aveeno was until I was a grown man. I was like, oh, they sell this shit. Baby, they don't sell it in my hood, Aveeno. That's too bougie. That's rich white woman.
So J-Rock, she was putting blue magic on her legs, but she putting pussy under her arm.
Baby, I don't know. She's old school.
It's not like she got a glide, but she used to just put a little bit on her fingers and rub it on her hand, and then she would just go down her leg.
Bitch. Blue magic.
Old school.
Why?
I don't know, and then she used to have this bag. She used to have this bag with this block of shit, and she used to just put it in her lip. And I used to be like, why you do that and just be spitting?
What's that, lard?
No, she had this block of, it's like tobacco, but it was like a block.
Oh, that chewing
and she used
shit.
A pink, she used to pinch it off and put it in her lip and just be spitting all day. I was like, baby,
yeah,
mama, please come get me.
Wait a minute, is your auntie a lesbian?
Damn.
She was very much fish.
Huh?
But not at home.
And to my girlfriend Samaya from LA, the body, mistake, stop inviting the girls to play Injustice, okay? Didn't I stink your ass morning?
Oh, are you jealous, Kelly?
Jealous of what?
Of her inviting the, you know.
No, she wanna play Naima, honey. She gotta come back and play Mother first, Mistake, so I can whoop that ass again, honey.
No,
let me go over
Naima,
here. Let me go
Naima
over here and
pause.
Tell you, Mistake. You
Naima
know,
like to pause the game.
Waited, I've been waiting to play everybody. Miss Couture hasn't been online in 23 hours.
Oh.
Baby hasn't been online in 19 hours. Okay, Naima just got offline 5 hours ago, honey. But you know, all the rest of y'all, you know, I'm waiting for y'all to get
online,
honey. Like,
I was online last night when you was online for the 20
minutes. I'm telling you what PlayStation says. It says you haven't been online in 19.
Girl, you know technology is messy. You can't even lie no more.
I'm glad it ain't tell what I was doing in them 19 hours that I wasn't online.
Baby, I'm waiting for y'all to get online, honey. I need to play, honey, okay? I need to play with people that don't have the book. And that's
well,
going to play.
The book, that's
or don't pause the game and go to the move list.
That's cheap. Oh, I hate that.
Why are y'all making such an issue about a person having a book? Even though I don't have a book, a person that has a book doesn't even intimidate me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bottom line is, if a person has a book, all they're doing is just reading the same thing that's on the screen when you press the start button. It's not a cheat or anything like that. It's just showing you how to do the moves, the same thing that you get when you press the start button.
Wait, hold on. Miss Samaya just sent me an invite, honey. She wants to get her ass whooped.
Oh, Lord. So, Jazz, what you're saying is,
if you want to know how to do the moves, all you have to do is press the start button as you're playing it, and your whole moves list will come up. It's the same thing that's in the book and the same thing that you find online. But I ain't intimidated by nobody.
Ooh.
That's right, Jazz.
So, Jazz, what you're saying is a book can never teach you how to do strategy.
Nope.
It's all strategic. Looking at the way people play, they're running off in corners. I haven't seen anyone do a special move. I haven't seen anyone do anything special about this game at all. People are running in corners and backing people up. I'm bored.
I'd rather fight you than use them special moves. I'd rather fight you than use them special moves.
I've never been able to move a special move.
That's the whole purpose of points. That's
okay.
The whole purpose of you gaining XPs. That's the whole purpose of you unlocking stuff. That's the strategic way of doing it. Who wants to just do a one-on-one battle? That's the highlight of it, just like with Mortal Kombat. What is the highlight of Mortal Kombat? Finish it. Special move.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for y'all all to get online, honey, so we can play.
Well, I'll be online as soon as the show is over.
And I'll be waiting.
Tiffany, I'm at Burger King. What should I order?
She don't know nothing about Burger King, bitch. You gotta go to McDonald's. If you know, she know the whole menu at McDonald's.
No, you got. I don't do your teas, girl. I don't eat Burger King.
Oh, then she go to McDonald's. That bitch go to McDonald's and she ordered a Big Mac with DLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese fillet, a fish hamburger, a cheeseburger, and a Diet Coke.
Wait a minute.
Did
you sing the McDonald's song?
Oh, I forgot.
Tiffany do all that goddamn. $13 a plate and $20 a plate and
you're right.
I ain't doing all that
shit. I don't know about that. I don't eat a Burger King.
You finna buying goddamn. You can't. You buying family meals and shit for one person. You can't do that. Those are appetizers. Like the appetizers for a lot of people, not for just one person.
You live around the corner. Good.
Yeah, ma'am.
My appetizer could be for like 5
people.
Let me tell y'all, just like I told everybody else, it's hard. I don't know how to read that well, but I've been trying to come and fit me all night because, you know, I felt some kind of way by her coming for me. And it ain't working, so I'm just going
to
leave it alone.
Honey? When did
I'm
I
just
going to
leave it alone. You never came for me because you can't come for me.
Oh.
Exactly.
She can come.
I can't come for you.
She can come for you.
Listen, honey. Shut your loose booty ass up somewhere, okay, honey? You want not even to climb on your back so goddamn bad that now you're
Jason,
so frustrated.
Why would she say something about you having
me.
A loose booty?
No, I'm talking about you, J-Rock, okay?
She talking about you.
You asked me you know what reason. You so sexually frustrated just because you want that tall lady over there to climb on your back, honey. Don't get upset with me, honey. I don't got nothing to do with that. Nah, you need to take that up with Naima. I can't help you.
Speaking of Naima, why
Naima
did you not?
She must heard that you ain't no good either, because she ain't even made no trip to come down there and get the cakes, girl. They say them cakes.
Let me tell you something.
A mess.
Nobody. Oh, okay. Y'all about to say nobody can tell you anything about these cakes. Nobody.
Oh yes, they can. Well, let's put Calvin on the line.
Oh,
who the hell is Calvin?
First of all, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want me to stop?
Oh, wait a minute. Who is Calvin, J-Rock?
And Samaya. Please, Samaya, can you please make this game bigger, okay? Because I can't see on this little-ass fucking screen you got, bitch. Please.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Samaya and this little screen.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. This screen is all motherfucking little and shit. Nobody can't see this shit, bitch.
Tiffany tried it. But anyway.
So is anybody
are y'all in
the
present chat room?
Is anybody going to
no.
New York for Pride?
Yes, is that during the awards ball?
Yeah, Pride is the next day.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there for Pride.
My next out of town trip, out of region, I think is going to probably end up being like New York Awards because,
that's
and then
pride,
after that Labor
bitch.
Day weekend. Oh,
that's
you said pride. I didn't know what you were saying. Sometimes the phone gets messed
up. Are you going
to
be in Atlanta Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, I will be in Atlanta Labor Day weekend, though. I got to get
that I think for my first time, I'll be in Atlanta Labor Day weekend, too.
Right, we're going to all be in Atlanta.
Yeah,
but if I walk into any place in Atlanta and feel any kind of heat, I'm not going.
Oh, I said I'll be in Atlanta. I ain't say nothing about being
what
in Atlanta.
What you mean
anymore.
You feel any kind of heat? Bitch, you live in Texas.
No, baby. Right. I live in Texas, and I was born and raised in Texas, but that was not the Texas kind of heat. I'll never forget Atlanta. Never.
I've never been to Atlanta, but baby, I'll be in the hotel.
I'm not talking about the outside heat. I'm talking about the heat at the ball.
Oh, no, man. Oh, you're talking about the,
Well, you could have took out eggs and bacon and everything and just set them right there on the table and bitches start scrambling. Bitch,
was that what the man had, the seizure?
Yes. Oh, bitch,
yes.
That's what Jack said. He's
that's
having a
the
seizure.
Night, that's the night they bought, that's the night the man was struggling bringing Kelly out on that chariot.
Oh.
The chariot.
That chariot was creaking, bitch.
I'm dead.
Bitch, if you was on top of that chariot, bitch, you wouldn't even have fucking moved, bitch. It would have collapsed. We would have had to get. I'm falling. I can't get up.
No shade, bitch. Y'all got it. Come on, Tiffany. You got to give it to her. Though. When Kelly and Felicity rolled in on that motherfucking chariot, Kelly was looking so fucking unbothered. With her little pink ass hair on, and she was like giving very like, I don't see none of you hoes, please. But
right
after that, he got to that makeup though, and she took that wig off. Woo, baby.
Oh shit.
Night on Elm Street. But anyways,
I don't talk about you like that, Kelly.
I ain't worried about it, boo. Okay.
I love Kelly.
The girls
that.
Ain't got to worry about me taking the wig off no more, bitch, because I ain't never cut my hair again, bitch.
Hey, wait a minute, y'all. We got a caller. 718-288. Never mind.
They shot.
Ain't that Brooklyn?
I'm just giving y'all a heads up. Y'all are losing callers really severely.
Well, honey, we've been sitting here talking about injustice for like 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Well, nobody wants to
come up with a topic, y'all. Let's make it interesting because,
I did come up with the Jason, what's his name topic. Everybody paid there and went to injustice. So I left it alone.
What topic, Mark?
Jason, the child that the NBA player that came out. Isn't that the topic of your
queen.
Show tomorrow?
Did you call
that
man a queen?
Oh, we have that show tonight. Yeah.
What? You said what?
Did J-Rock just call that man a queen?
Yes, I did.
So you think he's a queen?
I call anybody gay queen. To let you know your true self. Don't think you better than the next gay person, girl.
Well, what do you think he think he better? Where'd that come from?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying I call everybody a queen. If they, you know, and then if they don't bother them, then I say, boy.
What?
Well, first of all, can I get a representative from Buffalo to call in and tell me how I might, I have a girlfriend, and she wants to inquire about how can she get into the House of Talent salon. So can anybody from Buffalo call in and tell us?
Bitch, is this picture of the Mother Ebony Talon in this official ballroom group? Bitch?
Yeah, my friend wants to know how do they join. Like, what's, like, you know.
Is that the lady with the tattoos?
It's no shade and no disrespect. I don't disrespect Film Queens, but bitch, when I tell you she is giving me that child from Harlem Nights, remember when they was at the crap table? He was like, shoot it, and Luke, get rid of that tooth, bitch.
I'm going to shoot, but I did not grab. Just shoot the dice, you snag a tooth, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that
I remember.
Bitch is giving me that.
Y'all better leave that lady alone. She's a pioneer.
I would never disrespect my elders, honey. Now, I do have respect for my elders and respect for pioneers, honey, so no. Because they paved the way for me to be able to sit here today.
Well, I'm sure that their next house meeting will be at that juke joint.
Yes.
The sugar popped the caboose. Oh, my God. I almost lost my weed. Well, I don't know. My hand is in pain, y'all. I'm sorry. I might be whimpering a little bit. Shit.
Where's Keisha? Where's man? Brian, where's Brian? He didn't even call in. I'm not used to not hearing Brian's voice at least once.
That's why
Maya
Keisha thought she never...
Paid.
That's why Maya thought she hasn't heard you on the show because she heard Brian thinking that was you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
You sound like Brian? I don't think you sound like Brian.
I don't think I sound like Brian.
It is a small gay world, Jason. Do you know that boy pull your pants up thing that you're doing?
I know a lot of boys that pull their pants up.
I know that. Before they leave your house, we're not talking about that one.
Oh,
we're talking about the play and stuff. And the one of my friends is in that play, and then I'm like, hey,
mm-hmm.
I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we know some.
You picked his picture. You didn't vote for mine, faggot.
Wait a minute. I didn't know I was supposed to. I thought you was just one. Okay, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
He got his lick back.
I didn't know. Can you pick more than one person picks?
You sure can. But
okay,
you don't have to pick mine.
That,
votes for me don't count. I have to get my votes to somebody else anywhere.
That's what I figured. I'm like, ain't you like one of the people that's already in?
So
well,
anyway. Is anybody going to Divine's Ball, Rodney's Ball, any balls?
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to the West Coast because I haven't. I've been over there regularly, but I haven't been over to the ball scene. I wanted to go to the Vines Ball, but that's going to be during Essence Festival weekend. So my whole family is going down to New Orleans. So
I always wanted to go to that.
You said Essence Festival. What's that?
Essence Magazine has a festival every year for 4th of July weekend. In New Orleans, Louisiana, and, you know, they have, like, at the Superdome, they have all these big-time
people like Jill Scott, John Legend.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, you know, all that stuff. All the old school people come back, like Regina Bell and all this kind of stuff.
Regina Bell?
Yes, ma'am. Regina still got the pipe, bitch.
Of course she do, but bitch, she's ancient.
She's singing church music now. She not ancient.
Why do they go to gospel? That's why I was wondering what the fuck happened to Coco, honey. I turned on the gospel festival, and there she go with her nails.
That's that new thing, you know. Well, not the new thing. That's what they do when they fall off.
Y'all
update
y'all, honey. Y'all Facebook, honey. I had to get Miss Kelly together, honey. She tried to, Naima trying to comfort a dog, honey. I ain't got That's right.
Now, it sure took you a long time to put that picture up. Did you do any airbrushing and, you know, copy and paste?
Oh, girl, oh shit.
Honey, I'm on the phone, honey. How much you want me to do?
You know, it takes her a long time. She's trying to do three things at one time with that cricket, you know, and they don't move that fast.
Oh, baby, we already know she's iPhone teens, girl. Don't she's no cricket? No, ma'am. She's iPhones and she's you got me fucked up. You know, I got two cell phones, honey. What the hell you
talking about? Excuse me, who said cricket?
We're not talking about your phone bill right now. Did you pay?
Okay,
your
no.
Oh.
We're not talking about my phone at all. You know what, Tiffany? You know what? Okay. I see what I'm going to have to do for you. Okay.
Man, you coming for me?
What
you talking about cricket, girl?
I see what I'm going to have to do for you.
What you going to do, Naima?
Because, see, we supposed to be on the same team, and you keep trying it.
We on the same page, girl. We
but
read
you
each
keep,
other, girl. We keep
you with
each
Mariah
other, girl.
In the official ballroom?
I don't get mad when you going to say something about me. I love you down, Naima. We on the same page, girl. We can laugh and keep you with each other.
I don't be reading you. I don't be coming for you. But you,
y'all two
bitches
are on the same page. Your motherfucking
Naima, Naima.
Your weight is just as big as her foot long.
Oh, shit. Naima.
Huh?
What is going on with your show, girl?
What you mean?
Damn, now he's coming for you, Naima.
I am not
coming
for her.
For
I'm asking a simple, I'm asking a serious question. What's going on? Girl, you do not promote your show, and by the time I think about your show, it's been gone off. What is going on?
What is
because
going on?
Because Blog Talk has been having some issues and stuff like that. Me and my co-host, we just you know, wanted to just wait for them to finish their issues and whatever that he was doing, and then we was going to get back into doing the show with him.
I tune into Sunday, but I'll be in my scandal preparation.
Wait. Before y'all even get into all of that, Miss Tag, y'all got to go to my page. Go to my timeline and look at this picture that Miss Tiffany put up, Miss Tag, girl. Why you covering your face, girl? You can't show your face, only your hair, girl.
Girl,
let me go see it.
I'm taking a picture, and first of all, I'm in the bathroom. I'm taking a picture, honey. You said... Girl, you said, post a picture of your hair. Oh, Naima said she don't want to do that. So, girl, I'm just giving you in the bathroom tease, girl, take a picture. I don't give a damn about it being my face, girl, because tomorrow it's going to be 34-inch laid, honey.
Oh,
so,
I thought,
you know,
I just thought you ain't want the girls to see you
Miss
without
Kelly,
that paint.
On your page,
yeah.
And all I see is a light-skinned boy with blonde hair holding up some pants. Am I on the wrong page?
A light-skinned boy with blonde hair, bitch?
Yes.
It's on Mother Kelly, honey. Man,
okay,
Kelly.
I'm on Kelly Mother Ross.
Somebody came for you, Tiffany. Dance came for you. Got very. It may not be longer. Something you said, honey, but it's nappy. Something you said on your picture.
She ain't had no perm in over probably a year. She doesn't perm her hair, honey. She just keeps it sewed in. So.
Oh, that's
why
you use the French
perm, honey.
That's why.
Look at them edges, honey. Them edges ain't even nappy like that girl. That's why. No perm.
That's why her shit don't blend right.
Girl, I don't want no perm, girl. My hair gonna be thin at the top, like you, girl, like a mild case of alopecia. You need Rogaine, girl. Don't come for me, Kelly.
Shit.
Oh,
so Naima, because apparently Blog Talk, we were having issues, but all the issues have seemed to have been resolved. So will your show be on this Thursday?
Yeah, more than likely it'll be on here on Thursday, yeah.
And it's at what time? Cause it come on before Scandal.
From 8 to 9.
Okay.
Oh, 8 to 9. Oh, bitch, no wonder. I'm like, bitch, I don't hear nothing.
Because I know when it come on Sundays, it come on when Revenge is on. I'm like, oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, well, you can always, you know, catch the archive.
Mark thought he was high. He was like, I don't hear
no, bitch, I'm getting high right now. I'm just thinking, like, you know, when I call the show, it's like, your show will start in another so-and-so. And I'm like, bitch.
Oh, last night I called. I thought I was getting in good. I'm like, oh, I'm going to call in early tonight. You know, I wanted to be in line. So I called that thing. That lady said, you got 14 minutes until your regular show. I'm like, 14 fucking minutes till the show start, and then I got to wait another 30 minutes for them ratchet-ass beats? But I
you're
sat
there,
honey.
Too much. Them
I hate
going
you
got
to learn how to vogue, sis, so that way you could get into the beats, but you can't be
I'm
sitting
saying,
there
Kelly
got to
teach me, because if Kelly can vogue, I mean, if she can get up there and sling them arms, honey, I know she can
ooh
teach me something, honey.
Girl,
Tiffany,
Kelly,
somebody
she,
said
no,
you
no,
can't.
Read, like, Kelly, no,
Tiffany,
no,
Tiffany, somebody
no,
said you
way,
can't sling them Tyrannosaurus Rex arms of yours.
My ooh arms is not even Tyrannosaurus Rex, honey. They need to be worried about slinging that little ass Peter in their pants, honey. Don't worry about what the hell I'm doing, honey. I'm trying to learn from Kelly.
The girl, I think the girls think Kelly's little performance is new, but Kelly actually was voguing like 99.
No, I live. I was looking at some clip she had, honey. She threw, like, she jumped up like she was holding her legs back, and then she fell out. I said, work. Okay.
Wait, was that the one where she had on the yellow shirt?
Yeah, she jumped up, and then, she, yeah. Not
oh,
to get a bitch too much life now, honey. Not too much, but you know, yeah. I like not too much now.
That's what how you know she was
why, that? Why all the big girls be at each other like that? Why y'all be at each other like that? No shade, like... I be gagging, y'all be at each other like that.
You know, me and Tiffany just be keying, honey, but the rest
no,
of the
no,
big
no, Kelly, it's beyond
no,
that.
No, the
it's
rest
like
of the big girls,
thing.
They need to know that it's room for all of us. We're all big and beautiful, but, you know.
It ain't that much room.
Oh, wait a minute, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly,
this just came
coming
across
for you. You see what she said? She said, "Was this? Well, did you have on DSW or Payless?" She got a clip of you. They say legendary. Can't, oh, this must be when you had stumbled a little bit. I know, this was at the latex ball. I don't know, honey, what this was. She just said, I got a topic, get into this clip. Ask Kelly, was that DSW or the Payless?
Yeah, I don't do Payless, and, you know, and the quality that I like to wear, the stores that I buy my shoes from, they don't make quality big girl shoes, so that's why I'm coming out with my own line of quality big girl shoes, honey, you know.
Word, that's what I'm talking about, yes. Yes, Kelly. I can't wait for that.
Do you got wide?
Yes, honey. We're gonna go from a size five to a size 14, wide, double wide, and triple E's. Because you know some girls got ham hock calves.
Who wears size 14?
Bitch.
Hey, baby.
It's some girls out there that say they wear down mistake and they wear size 13, 14.
What size do Wendy Williams wear?
Wendy Williams wears a size 11.
Well, she's a real woman.
Yeah.
I need papers to prove that.
Oh? Really, Jay said that? All of that?
No, but you know what? In Jay's defense, I was sitting, like, just funny that it came up, like, yesterday. I was sitting with a bunch of recruiters and a bunch of male recruiters, and Wendy Williams had came on because they was looking at TV in the station. And then this one dude said, I just always thought, because I guess Wendy Williams lost weight or something. They saying she's looking better or something. She lost weight.
Yeah, she did lose weight.
And they said she looks, and they kept saying she looks good.
Little
they
Miss,
said she looked good, but they thought they always felt like she was a man.
A lot of people did.
Little Miss Jackie Washington, Miss Thang, won't you come from behind that fake screen name, Miss Thang?
Oh,
and
Lord.
Real name, Miss Thang, honey, okay?
Is it me or is it just too many motherfucking avatars, bitch? When
no.
I try to handle
hold
the bitch,
I was
going to
say something. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to say it. But since Mark brought it up, Miss Thang, it's so many motherfucking avatars that's around, Miss Thang, and these avatars are really starting to carry, Miss Thang, right?
No
and
shit.
So I be sitting here and I be thinking, you know, one day, you know, the girls is just going to wake up, Miss Thang, girl, and they're all... to be gone this day.
No, Kelly, but no, Kelly, get into it, though. Kelly, catch the shade. The shade is that the ballroom, official ballroom, used to be a place where all of us used to sit. Get into the names of the people, the legends, the icons, everything that are no longer talking in there, but all of these avatars are talking in there. That's the motherfucking bitches. No shade. I'll be gagging at these girls on how they got to sit behind these names. Bitch, just because Laura Spears is an avatar don't mean you got to go and make an avatar. Stop it.
Oh, you
coming
down.
No, you know what, for real.
The girls is going to wake up one day. The girls is going to wake up one day, Miss Thing, and the only avatar that's going to be in the room is going to be Laura Spears in London.
This will kill me. I love Laura, and I love a couple of them, like Chantra Jones and all of them. But this is what like did it for me, was my turning point. And I was like, God damn, it's just too many of these bitches. It was a post, and I swear it was like 20 comments, and the only people that commented was motherfucking avatars. It was like Jackie, it was like Zach and Cody, it was like Bobby Christina, it was motherfucking Bishop Long, it was one real motherfucking
avatar.
It was goddamn 20 comments
and avatars. When I spoke to Jason at 9:30 this evening, and he told me, bitch, Hannibal Lecter is in the room, I fucking died. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Let me tell you,
that's not the one.
When I get up in the morning, and I take it, I wash my ass and brush my teeth and smoke my cigarette, and I go sit and I turn the computer on and I go to the room to start cleaning up the room and say, y'all would gag me, say it'd be 15 to 20 new friends requests when I wake up in the morning. By the afternoon, it'd be another 10 to 20 friends requests in the room, and it's just all of these fake girls. And then they all try to add me on Facebook. Don't add me on Facebook, bitch. I'm not accepting fake girls on my page.
Me neither.
Send me a message in my inbox, bitch, but I'm not adding you to my friends list because you're blocking up my friends list.
It's a mess. I died when I seen Zach and Cody talking to Bobby Christina, having a conversation with Jackie Washington, having a conversation with Ashley Boots. I said, oh, my God, this is a motherfucking group of catfishing for real. God damn
it.
I eat catfish. I don't like to be catfish.
Then you got Bill Cosby, old ass, in there talking nasty. I'm like, ew, bitch. And
yeah,
then
he
tried
to help me one day. Talking about overall mother hippo or some shit, he said. I thought, you better get that motherfucking old pedophile, jello pudding looking pot looking eating bitch ass down. Don't fuck with me, Bill Cosby.
And then, no, what's really the shade is where I really gagged, and no shade, I'm going to tell y'all why I left. I left because I felt like I was on crazy pills, bitch. I was literally sitting there, like Tiffany said, in a post, and it was just me and a bunch of avatars. I was gagging. I was like, wait a minute, there are no real people in this post. Like, I was really gagging. I was
So what do y'all think we should do?
I mean, I don't think nothing should be done. I just think that the girls just need to come from behind these screens, at least a few of them. I mean, you know, like, these names are carrying. I think the girls are playing dual roles, bitch, Patty and Kathy Duke. The girls got two or three avatars, bitch. I'm gagging.
These are civil bitches. Goddamn. I don't know. These hoes got two or three personalities.
What I can tell the avatars is, if they keep knocking on my door, Miss Thing, I'm going to open the motherfucking door, Miss Thing. And I'm going to open it, and I'm going to let you in, and I'm going to kick you right on out. So stop knocking. Have some respect like my girlfriend, the icon.
Now, Laura Spears motherfucking turns it, bitch. No shit. She turns it. But I would just be gagging at all of these people. And then it's like it's multiplying. It's not like these are the girls that have been there for a little while. They just keep coming every day. It's like 18 new avatars every time you go. I think Bishop is an avatar, bitch. That's how serious it's got.
Bishop got a few avatars.
And then another thing to you girls is in this chat room, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? If you want to advertise your ball or yourself or anything, you hit me or my sister up,
and you can definitely promote whatever you want with all of these people that we have in this room. It's over about 5,000 people in this room. You can promote on all four of my Facebook pages, honey, and you get a commercial on the show. If I continue to see people advertising shit in this chat room, bitch, I'm just gonna block you out.
Because, yeah, like, how many times you got to say it? Like, that has always been no free promotion, no free promotion. Shit, when I used to just be listening on the show, I used to hear you say that all the time. So, damn, this shit ain't
the
new.
The girls just, I don't understand why the girls don't understand why you can't just, you know, it's if you want everybody to know about your shit, Miss Thing, bitch, girl, you're going to have listeners from all the states that we have here, bitch. You're going to be able to advertise on my pages, Miss Thing, in the group and everything, Miss Thing. And, you know, and everybody will know about your event, Miss Thing. The girls just think they want to just do it for free, Miss Thing. It's no free promotion in the radio. And when you go to Hot 97, you can't put a commercial up there for free.
You girls got to pay your way.
Really, I paid my way. Stop talking to my man, bitch. Okay.
Ashley Boots just hit me up and said she not no avatar. She's Ashley Boots.
She's an avatar mistake.
Oh,
you know how I know she's an avatar? Because the real one, honey, the real one don't touch a computer, honey. She says it's the devil.
Ooh.
What?
The computer.
Are you serious?
I'm dead. I'm dead. Motherfucking serious.
I am going to bed. Not
the computer is the devil.
Devil.
Oh no, that's. You need an
exorcism.
Yeah,
my man.
Oh Lord. That's a dang on shame.
Correction. She's Pastor Ashley Boots.
Why?
Praise the Lord, Boots. So let's play a game. We ain't played one of J-Rock games in a long time. Maybe that'll get
J-Rock,
some
calls. J-Rock, you still in Walmart with them welfare people?
No, he had Burger King getting big waffles.
Damn. Why the folks in Walmart got to be on welfare?
No, he said with cards and stuff. I wasn't saying that to people at Walmart.
It is the first of the month, Tiffany.
He said they was in there with cards, so that's why I said that. It's the first today. It's the first right now.
But I thought food stamps didn't come out till the ninth.
No, ma'am. Food stamps come on your car at 12 o'clock, darling.
Oh,
I thought food stamps come by your name, your last name or something like that. Whatever your
they might do that now, but there was a time where you had that little card and your shit popped up at 12 midnight as soon as it turned over.
I used to like when I lived in Atlanta when they still was doing the paper ones. I used to like to get them from the I was younger then, honey. Get the paper ones. You know, you take the $10 and $5 ones.
Damn, that was like 1967.
Yeah, you buy something for $1, they give you cash back. You remember that?
Wasn't it like 1967?
For what?
Paper food stamps.
Oh, paper
food stamps.
Honey,
look, I was
this
born
shit,
in 78,
bitch.
So I don't know.
Paper, no, bitch. Tell me with paper food stamps, you ain't feel like something. When you was out with that motherfucking green and white piece of paper. Bitch, tell me that you did. Who didn't? Well, I don't know if all of y'all had food stamps. Bitch, at that time, my mom was on food stamps, okay? And I had a ball.
Well, I don't even know what a food stamp looked like, so.
Dang, bitch. Guess you know what a food stamp look like? Mistake, I used to go to the supermarket.
Jennifer Williams ass on, honey.
I used to go to the supermarket with my grandma. She'd send me food shopping, and she would give me all the food stamps, bitch. And then she'll give me $200 in cash. I would wrap all the motherfucking cash around the food stamps, bitch, in the middle of the food stamps, bitch, and hand it to the people because I ain't want nobody seeing me giving the cash in those food stamps.
Baby, I have never, ever been afraid to motherfucking bust a stamp. I don't give a fuck. Give me your whole book, bitch.
When I used to walk up in the store, bitch, I would bust through the line, bitch. I'd be like, I got this motherfucking green and motherfucking white piece of paper. Y'all better move.
What?
Like,
I got
that
my
was,
goddamn.
The 20. I think it was the 20. I think it was the 20. That green and white one, bitch. I used to bust through that. Bitch.
My mama would give. You know what the drug dealers? See, this is what the drug dealers used to do. The drug dealers used to go steal everybody's food stamps out the mailbox. Then they would get all the kids in the neighborhood. They would take them down to the corner store. You know, back in the day, you can get a big-ass giant Debbie cake for 25 cents, a big giant bag of chips for 25 cents, a Jumbo Juice for 25 cents. They would line the kids up, and they would bust, or else they go bust their stamp. So they'll give the kid a dollar, I mean, give the kid a dollar food stamp, go in the corner store, get something for 25 cents, bring the drug dealer 75 cents. And we used to just go and keep on going to the back of the line, and we used to walk away with, like, a big bag of candy, goodies, and everything. Bitch, that was the life back then. I missed it.
You would do what? You would pay the drug dealer food stamps. What?
Yes,
no,
God,
no, no,
bitch.
No. No, the drug dealer would go into the mailbox because food stamps used to be delivered in the mail. And they used to beat up the mailman and everything. They used to steal people's food stamps on the first. And when they steal all these food stamps, they'll get all the ones, the little brown ones, the brown stamps. And they
right.
would line all the kids in the ghetto up at the corner store and say, bust this stamp. They would give you a stamp. You go in there and get something for 25 cents, and you bring the 75 cents to the drug dealer. And he just had a big-ass bag of quarters.
Yeah.
That's how they send y'all kids in the store with a dollar food stamp or whatever,
say,
75 cents worth of change.
Well, Marcus from
Baby,
Marcus.
Baby, I was born in 1982. You got to think. Remember back in the day, a big-ass Debbie cake was 25 cents. A big bag of chips was 25 cents.
I'm saying, what's the point of making them give you 75 cents? Like, why they had all y'all breaking down? What they was walking around with a damn pocket full of goddamn jangling change? What the hell?
Tiffany, think about it. If you feel food stamps,
with a bag of nickels, bitch.
Food stamps
yeah.
don't have... Listen, food stamps don't have a cash value. So if you steal all these people's food stamps in the whole apartment complex, because everybody was on welfare, if you steal all these food stamps and you break out, break all them dollars, those 75 cents can easily come to $400, $500. All them quarters, you just take them to the bank and cash them.
So they steal the people's food stamps, but then they got the nerve to go to somebody's bank. I ain't got the time, honey.
And the bank, bitch, the bank don't ask no question. You brought a big-ass bag of quarters? It's called busting sales.
Roddy, please.
But then that's why they came out. That's what the whole purpose of coming out with the cards, like the EBT cards and the – and because people was getting – I mean, in Dallas, the mailman used to hate – oh, he was so scared to deliver to the – they used to whoop his ass.
Food stamps was the shit, bitch. I'm telling you,
yeah,
baby.
Bitch, what's the difference with the EBT card? Motherfuckers still cash their food stamps in.
Yes, God.
I know,
because
I love
it. You get your pack
people.
Of cigarettes, bitch, and they charge you, what, $12 for an $8 pack of cigarettes? Yes, God.
No, I'm not saying that, Kelly. But now it's not as easy. It's not like you can go get a whole
please.
Bunch of kids.
Incoming transmission.
Bitch, please. Yes, it is.
Okay, let's see. We have a call from 443-691.
Hey, Tea Party, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I was calling X Kelly. How was Vogue night last night?
Kelly, how was Vogue night?
Get off the dick and answer the question.
Ooh.
She playing the game with Naima, ain't she?
Yeah,
I ain't playing anything, honey. Naima's laying here on her phone chatting it up, honey, when she should not be on her phone chatting it with who she's chatting with. He asked how Vogue Nights was, and I said,
it was for Naomi's birthday, right? Did she come out?
Naomi was out. She Vogue down, and Vogue Nights was. I'm going to give you this. Naomi Vogue in the name. Tahiri, legendary Tahiri Mizrahi Vogue in the name, and Vogue Nights was.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, you said Tahiri came out, or you had to Vogue in the name of Tahiri?
No, Tahiri came out, and Tahiri Vogued in the motherfucking name of I Am Legend, I Am a Master.
Oh, yes, God. I love Tahiri.
Oh, I want to see that, man.
Oh, I love Tahiri. She fucking.
They recorded it.
Yeah, Jack recorded it. Jack recorded it, so it'll be out. It'll be out soon, honey. And that was it, honey. He came out in Vogue, down, and Laomi came out, and she Vogued in the name of her daughter Geneva that passed away yesterday. And that was it for Vogue night.
Did Ballrooms record it too, or they wasn't there?
No, they wasn't there.
Okay. Is it a big thing in New York that they trying to boycott the latex ball this year?
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that.
You can't just boycott the latex ball. Who does that?
Yeah, the latex ball, isn't they the ones who sponsored by some type of organization there? I think GH something M.
GMHC.
Yeah.
Yeah, because someone trying to make a film, a documentary about, the Barbum thing.
Look,
yeah, and they were saying that.
The latex ball is a historical event for a lot of us in the 2000s era. So that ball is not going anywhere. Wolfgang, it's no shade. I'm sorry. It's no offense. But please hang that up and film it or something, because it's just not happening. I'll be there.
Right, but do you know what he's saying?
The caller, what do you say? You said Wolfgang is trying to, because I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Wolfgang is
I can't remember. It was it's a filmmaker that put up a video
it's
on YouTube.
Wolfgang.
Yeah, I think it is Wolfgang.
Yeah.
He's saying that people should boycott the latex ball because they funded Paris is Burning and they won't fund his film. And he said Paris is Burning was a bad representation of the ballroom scene because they advertised it on the flyers as people on welfare and all this other negative stuff. So I was asking y'all, how did y'all feel about it? And what do you think Paris is Burning? Was it a bad representation of the ballroom scene? Because I watch ballroom, I'm not in it, but I do like to watch Kelly and ballroom throwbacks on YouTube.
Baby Paris is Burning in my life. I like it.
I mean, I think a lot of stuff that has happened in the last course of the 20, 30 years, Tony Revlon, Andre Mizrahi, David LaBeija, people like that, I think that basically stemmed up the, nature of ballroom, to its point now. So I really think Paris is Burning is more of an inspiration for people in ballroom than it would be negative. But, I mean, if they want to spin it like that, I guess that's fine.
Wait a minute, Carla. Are you sure Wolfgang is not trying to boycott the Red Legend Ball?
No, he said it's the latex ball. I'm sure it's latex ball. I think he said last year the filmmaker who did Paris is Burning, she showed up.
Wolfgang has got some. I don't know what's really going on with Wolfgang, but he has got something with GMHC where he's saying that they're misusing funds. So being as that GMHC is sponsored, the latex ball is usually given by GMHC. This is the problem that I think Wolfgang is having.
Is that mad here?
But that's not the concern of the ballroom. Wolfgang has got his own agenda towards the latex ball or GMHC, and that's fine. I mean, you do whatever you want to do. You crusade, whatever. But the girls are going to the latex ball.
Right, yeah, that's what I was asking your opinion. But I'm just saying, he did put a video up, and the second film about ballroom, what is it, Look At Me or something like that? I can't think of it off my head.
How do I look?
Yeah, how do I look? He got the clips with Octavia and some other people who was a part of Paris is Burning, and they was like, it wasn't good. They didn't like Paris is Burning. So that's what I was saying. Do you agree with Wolfgang, or do you think? I believe that what he's saying is he got his own agenda. He mad because they won't fund him, but I just wanted to know how people who was actually in the ballroom scene, how do they feel about
Think about it like this. What is your name? I'm sorry. I hate to call you.
My name is Nick.
Nick. Okay, think about it like this. Yeah. Do you think that if the GMHC actually does go and fund his ball, then this crusade would be over? Because then that would be kind of tired.
Yeah, I think he sounds like he got an agenda, but I'm just saying, like, from what the people were saying and who was in Paris is Burning, like, I don't know everyone's name, but the one guy said they did advertise it when the film was out, like, people on welfare. It was nothing on the pamphlet about ballroom. It was, like, the underground scene on welfare, and I can't think of everything else he said. But I was just, this is what someone who was a part of it and who was,
honestly, let's just think about it. A lot of America, let's just capitalize on America. America is basically down on jobs. So there's a lot of people right now outside of the ballroom scene in reality that are not working and that have no other choice but to be on welfare.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that when they saying they brought the film to them as advertising something else, but when the film actually got packaged and that lady, the white lady, I can't think of her name, she got the funds, and when she pitched the film to everyone else, they advertised it as something different as what they were supposed to advertise it as.
I feel like this, I'm being honest,
for me, the first time watching Paris is Burning, I didn't take away, oh, no, it's something about welfare, it's really about undesirable. It was like, basically, it was realistic for that time. I mean, poverty was up then, too, you know what I'm saying? It was worse back in that era. So it was like a realistic look, and like, to be completely honest, like, you know, because my mother probably be saying stuff like, why are you so gay? Like, I sat her down and I let her watch Paris is Burning, and she had a better understanding. And, like, now I got my mama looking at YouTube and stuff. She be saying, ooh, that girl don't have no mug. What kind of shit is that my 50-year-old mama saying? So it's like, I think it was a good movie, honey. It was a good show, and I think, you know.
I don't think that you guys listen. You guys are not listening to what the caller is asking.
He's asking, what do we think about it? But we're basically giving him our interpretation. We think that it's tired, that they want to say that people are on welfare. Because if you actually look at Paris is Burning, a lot of those people that came out and walked on that floor did not look like they were on welfare, darling. So I don't even
but
know.
It's not about the welfare thing. What he's asked is it true? And how do you guys feel that Jenny Livingston basically made this documentary, misled all the people that were a part of this documentary, basically worked all of them, and then when she promoted her film, she promoted it in a negative way. How do you guys feel, especially now that everyone is chanting reality TV, so forth and so on? How do we know it's not going to happen again? He's pretty much asking, how do we feel about the misrepresentation that Jenny Livingston gave to all the people that were affiliated with Paris is Burning. And yes, caller, it is true. For anyone that is back from the, you know, 90 era and stuff, they do know all about the details on everyone and everything that did take place. It was a big scandal back then. But the question is, how do you guys feel that this movie, just like Tiffany said, excuse me, this documentary, that just like Tiffany said, that we still represent, that represents our culture, that we still live for, and all the rest of that stuff was made by someone who pretty much used us, used the community. So that is what his question is. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't feel like anything about Paris is Burning. I took the documentary as my own. I never looked at it on Jenny Livingston's version. Like, even now with it saying that it's negative or whatever the case may be, ballroom is ballroom to me. What I've learned from a point of 97 of looking to a point of now of whatever, just be, is still observing at this point and walking in between, I still feel like ballroom is ballroom. You know what I mean? It's the same thing, the same judging method since I've come around. It's the same type of, you know, vibe and everything with the music. It's just that the people have changed. The generations have come. People have gone.
But that's not what the question is, Merc. I completely understand what you're saying, but the question is how outsiders come and use our community or use us and misrepresent us to promote us. That is where the question
is. This is what we allow. So when you put yourself in that type of predicament, just like the naked pictures and all of that stuff, and you have to take accountability, when it all falls and it, you know, backfires, if it backfires, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, if it backfires, then you have to stand up and say, we fucked up, or whatever the case may be.
Right, but that's the question. Right. That was his question. Now, that's what he's looking for from everybody. But, Nick, besides asking that question, how do you feel about it?
I feel like with Wolfgang got a point, because I feel like if the I don't know the name. I'm not in New York, but the organization that's funding the latex ball and that funding Jenny Livingston, I feel like if they allow this, then they need to allow someone and fund someone else's documentary to paint the ballroom scene in a better light and not trick them.
Okay. Well, that's how you feel.
Yeah. Do you agree? I don't know if you was around at that time, but do you think Jenny Livingston did a good job?
I think that what happened, because of the people that I know, that I wasn't around then, but the people that I know that were affiliated with the documentary and stuff, everything that I know that they went through and stuff, even though it did put them on, the map a little bit, based on how popular Paris is Burning became, they could have really reaped more benefits than they did receive from it. So that kind of tainted, the image of ballroom as well as the community, transgenders, so forth and so on. And I think that's what's sad about it. If you was to ask a lot of them, or if a lot of them were still here, they would all pretty much in the lines of saying they regret doing that. Based on the fact that they were pretty much maneuvered in the wrong way. But like Mark said, sometimes we get so gung-ho. People have a tendency of getting gung-ho and they think stardom really quickly and they limelight and stuff, and they don't think, they don't read contracts, they don't think, they don't have people to represent them correctly, they don't invest in attorneys and stuff to look over these contracts and things of that sort, and they allow people to come swooping in and pretty much use them and maneuver that way. I would hope that a lot of people now in this day and age would learn, because if Paris is Burning did anything, it should open a lot of people's eyes and have them learn from the way it was, done and how they, were worked for it. And now they learn from it and say it won't happen again in this day and age. So that's the way,
I like that. I interpreted it as something much different into the ballroom. It was just like my entry to seeing the fierce competition, the shadiness, the reading and the voguing and the propaganda. I don't know. I looked at it as more of an inspirational thing than I did a negative thing. I took it in as, oh, my God, these are people that I know. Seeing Tony Milan in there and seeing David Ultima in there and actually being at Balls and they were there, it was more of a shock to me
I think anyone in the ballroom scene would look at it as in a good way, like you saw it. But the thing is, this is what she said when she promoted it. She said it's filled with carriers, meaning drug carriers, prostitution, and people, welfare recipients. That was her three words.
But listen to what I'm saying. That is going on right now. That really is going on right now.
Is she lying?
Was she lying?
No, she's not lying, but when she brought it to the people who helped
her. I'm not being fierce at all. I don't have any respect for anybody, but I'm just saying.
Hold on a second.
Tony, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, y'all. I can't let this go on. First of all, what is the difference? I'm going to start from the beginning and work my way backwards. What is the difference between these queens? I'm going to be nice. What's the difference between the people of today and their YouTubes for free?
Wow.
And the same thing that happened, that happened back when we were young kids. Number one, there is no difference because one person is getting paid now while the rest of the girls is voguing all over the place. They're not getting a dime. So let's clear that up right there. And I hate to sound like I'm being defensive, but that was my generation. So there are going to be differences of it. Let me finish because I listen to all of this. Aiba, okay?
You like my shoes, bitch?
Miss Kelly, you all right? I need some. You gonna make my ribs for me this summer? Now, calm down. So let me finish with this. When Jenny Livingston came, we were told by Paris. Hello.
I want to hear what Tony has to say.
When we came, we were told that there was this young lady who was a film student at New York University who was going to be filming the balls, okay? And, of course, we wanted to be everybody. Ballroom is nothing but your own little red carpet. So we all wanted to be fabulous. We all wanted to be taped. You know what I'm saying? It was just fabulous back then. So you had to sign a release form. Every ball we started coming to, you had to sign a release. Every ball we came to, she was filming, we had to sign a release form. I don't know whether they knew at the time there was going to be a film. As a matter of fact, Papa was my gay mother, and I remember them thinking they were going to get some money behind this. I do remember her saying something like this. But the rest of us really didn't care. We were like 15, 16, 17. We didn't really care. All we wanted to do is just be fab. You know what I'm saying? So when the film finally did come out, okay, it was never – I'll be honest with you, I don't know where you got this from, but you're going to have to show me where I can see this. She never once promoted it with a bunch of drug dealers, welfare recipients. That was never the case, never. Now, if you can prove me wrong, prove me wrong.
Are you on Facebook? You have Facebook? I'll send you the clip with the people who was in Paris's Burning on YouTube. This is what they said.
So I know that it was not promoted like that. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I've been one of the stars of the ones who was sitting there giving you face and giving you all these poses because ain't but one or two of them alive on that cover. So I don't know who said it, but
Did you see How Do I Look?
We're talking about Paris is Burning or How Do I Look?
I'm talking about both because the same character,
I can't talk to you about both because I didn't watch How Do I Look. I know about Paris.
Okay, well,
Burn.
That's where I get my information from. People who was in How Do I Look, Paris is Burning.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying to you.
The only person that was in Paris is Burning that was in How Do I Look was Octavia.
It was a guy who was behind the scenes who helped her. I don't know his name.
I'm talking about Paris is Burning.
Okay. Right, but
promoted. Okay, I was alive then. Okay, clearly I was alive then. It was never promoted like that. I'm telling you, it was not promoted like that. It was never promoted as a bunch of drug dealers.
Yeah.
But that's what you said earlier.
Wait a minute, Doc. Let Tony finish. And once he's finished saying everything he needs to say, then you can respond to what he's saying.
Okay, it was
right.
Again, it was never promoted like that. Not one time. And I saw it it was only in a few movie theaters. And I saw it in the Village, down nearby between the Village where it's between Houston Street. One side is the Village and the other side is Houston Street. There's a movie theater over there. And that's where my girlfriend, Ms. Jerome, took me because I came back up home from college. And she said, girl, you got to go see this movie, Chad. And I finally came out with it. And it was a talk. It was underground talk. And there was a little bit of more talk and more talk and more talk. And she's made a good little ping behind it. I will agree to that. But as Jasmine said, and I have to agree with her, if you don't know about contracts, if you don't know about getting a lawyer, if you don't know all these little things, you start signing your life away, you just sign it away. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, I should get some money. Everybody should get some kind of money out of it, especially those who are sitting on their cover, but they didn't. Clearly they
didn't.
So the whole point of the matter is that is
–
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say a couple of things. I'm going to be quick. First of all, I'm not in the ballroom scene, so all my research I get from online. So in the people back in the day who did Paris is Burning, they don't know about contracts. All the information, the internet and everything was not around, so people couldn't do their research. They didn't have someone who was doing reality TV back in the day to know better. So the people who get on television now, yes, they have people who came before them that they should know better. Now, what I got my information from, I know you're talking about Paris is Burning, but I'm talking about How Do I Look and Paris is Burning. It's a guy who was behind the scene, who was in How Do I Look, who helped Jenny, and he was in How Do I Look. He was upset with Jenny. This is what he's saying. He wasn't someone who was, in front of the camera. He helped her, but Octavia said she didn't like the movie either in How Do I Look. So that's what I'm saying.
Let me just respond to that because I want to be able to respond to everything. I don't want to have to write nothing down to get back to you. First of all, when you have a disgruntled worker, and that's all I have to say, that's been around since biblical times. So, therefore, I don't really put too much emphasis in a disgruntled worker. Okay, that's what I don't do. And then when you have a person who didn't get paid and was basically highlighted in something, That's another form of the discredit. And I don't mean to discredit Octavia, because I lived, loved, and cherished Octavia. No one's done it better than her. For her to have 35 years of being that beautiful, no one has ever been able to match to her yet in this
ballroom
scene.
And another question that you might can help.
Wait a minute. But a disgruntled worker is a disgruntled worker. I don't care what your name is. I don't care if you have film camera on your back or you have beauty on your face. A disgruntled worker is a disgruntled worker. Now, how
do
I look? And I will say this much. I did see bits and pieces of How Do I Look. It can never match Paris is Burning. And that's a shame to say. Part 2 never is better than Part 1 in nothing I've ever seen except for Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh, and Poltergeist.
I was going to say, you might can help me with this. So they didn't get any compensation ever?
From what I've been told and what I know, what I've heard, and because I remember Paris throwing Jenny out of one of her ballrooms, reading her down, saying about how she used the community, and basically that's because they didn't get no money. Yeah, they didn't get no money.
Right.
They didn't get no money.
Okay. So, yeah. They said she used them, and, you know, they wanted some money, so I get that. But, yeah, I mean,
so
I get your point.
Can I ask you a question real quick? So, you're saying that after she filmed it and it went on into the movie theater, you said it was like in three theaters. You're saying Jenny came back to film additional balls after she had already made her documentary, and then Paris wouldn't let her in, she kicked her out?
What happened when she was trying to get more footage? By this time, the T had done got out that she was going to take all her clips and put them together and make a movie. So the T had finally got out that it was going to be a movie. That's how we found out. We found out at Paris's balls were called Paris's Burning. She clearly never trademarked that slogan. So therefore, it was stolen. So therefore. Mm-hmm. What wound up happening is that if the tea got out, she was gonna make Jenny Lewis is gonna make a movie, underground movie. She had. You can't sell a movie to people that's gonna fund you by saying it's about underground ballroom that's full of drug deals, dope fiends. I mean, come on, she's gonna give you any money like
but
that.
Can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I just want to say this. They knew that she was making a film, and before anyone, you cut me off, they knew she was making a film. It all fell apart after she made money off the film and the film got big. She was a student. They went on Joan Rivers, and this is on YouTube, with Pepper LaBeija and a couple other people. Pepper LaBeija, the most popular one that I knew. But you just Google Paris is Burning with Joan Rivers when she had her talk show. They all was on it after the film, and it was all cool with her. Now, once the film blew up, that's when the problem came.
Okay,
so they knew she
was
making
the
film.
When they went on Joan. The film was already out when they went to Joan Rivers. Pepper and them never had a problem with all of that. They didn't get no money. They figured that the limelight of going on all these various different shows would probably stem to something different. This much I know as a fact. This is not something that I'm telling you that I'm just making up out the clear blue sky. As I told you, Pepper was my gay mother. But if you also remember, Paris was never in anything, not one thing, because Paris was the type of person where she was serious about what she said is what she meant. Once she read Jenny and that ball and told her she had to leave, and this is the Paris's Burning, I want to say it was like 1991 or 1990, one of those years it was, 89, 90, 91, because Jenny was filming this for a minute. It couldn't have been 1990, it had to be like 1991. She was filming this for a minute. She was filming the balls from 1988, 87, somewhere around that time.
She did a couple of years because no one would fund it at first. Yeah, I remember her saying that on the talk show.
So this was a lot of years, and she was coming to very different balls, and people started letting her come to different balls, and she was getting clips and footage from different balls. And all the time, she was saying she was a film student. Then she was going to put it together as a film. It was supposed to be like her final project, like a thesis, so to speak. This is how she was selling it to them at first.
Okay.
Then after a while, she said, you know what, let me see if I can sell it and get some funding. And then she started selling, got some funding, and then the tea came out. And then that's when Paris got wind of it, and that's when Paris read her and told the community what was going on. And by that time, you already on footage. You already done signed your life away, basically. So therefore, you know, hey, you got Miss Pepper, Miss Willie Ninja, and all them. They went on Joan Rivers, and they you know, they helped promote it or whatever, still thinking they were going to get some kind of cut out of it, I'm sure. And probably
right,
wanted
yeah.
it, you know. But they got some kind of coverage. I mean, Willie got to go to various different countries behind this. You know what I'm saying? So, he might not have got something from there, but the backdoor deal he did get, because Willie did go out of the country. I think maybe the most successful one out of all of them would have been Willie, you know, because he was the only one in there who could really Vogue.
Well, let me ask you this, Tony. The DeMarcus just put this in the group. He said that, I guess, you know, she did make money off of it or whatever, and then Paris, you know, 13 of the people that was the most prominent in the film tried to sue the lady, I guess, for $40 million. Paris wanted $40 million for unauthorized use of her ball, but then it says that the producers wind up paying, distribute approximately $55,000 among 13 of the participants. Did you ever hear
that? I've never heard of that. No, I'm not disputing that, but 55 divided by 13, really?
That ain't nothing.
And Jimmy Livingston had to have made millions by now.
But it was
really?
Also a documentary, and it was back in the day, so I think that is, you know, that's at least they got some type of compensation. That's why I asked that question. Did you know, your Papa tell you that they got anything? Because I've read that.
No,
but,
like I said, I don't remember when my all time talking to Papa, she never got anything from it. Now my thing is could she have been lying to me? That's always possible. Nobody has to tell you their pocketbooks, but let's just say $55,000. Y'all sit and get a calculator divided by 13. Really?
And then get your check.
Honey, y'all probably
your name
y'all
Tony,
probably
right?
spent that in. Huh? Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you the name of the YouTube clip so you can see it and see the guy who helped Jenny with it, and you know. It's called the Latex Ball Boycott 2013 GMHC.
I tagged his name to it. I tagged his name
good.
To it, so
Thank
he'll be
you.
Able to see it. Mm-hmm.
And I will say this much about and I say this all the time, and anybody who's frequents official ballroom or whatever, or the Ballroom Institute or whatever the case may be, Wolfgang has a personal vendetta. Once you have a personal vendetta
right.
and it's clear that it's a personal vendetta, no one's going to follow you. No one is going to follow up on that bullshit because that is your personal vendetta. Whenever you're out to get someone, there's a way that you do it. And showing that you have a personal vendetta is damn sure not the way to do it. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to work. There's a way to do things. There's a difference between playing checkers and playing chess. No one wins at checkers. It's a horrible, tired, boring game. It really is. When you learn how to play chess, you will never play checkers again in your life. Never. And him with these clips and against GMHC, he did something today about $28,000. Do you know that it cost him more than $28,000 to put on a latex ball?
That's why I say nobody listened to that.
The budget for the latex ball, when they asked the Baldwin community to be involved, was more than $30,000. So $28,000 that they collect, that is bullshit for them. The problem is what people don't understand is that the latex project is really a segregation. But you know what? I'm not going to go there because I want the girls to do their own research. But trust what I tell you, the Latex Project is a segregated project because that is not what the white girls grow up under. Trust me, it's not what they go up under. So when people want to do their research, do your research properly before we start, as a community, start running our mouths. And I'm just saying
right,
that, you know, it may sound a little harsh.
You plant the seed.
No, you made a comment. You said something early about, well, back then there was no internet. There was a thing called the library.
No, I'm not attacking anyone. I'm just saying back
no,
then.
No, I'm not
like,
saying that you are. You're taking it like, I'm just saying, this is how I speak. I speak to the point and concise. I'm not attacking
but
you because you clearly wasn't around back then. But I'm just saying, the statement that you're making, there was the thing called the library. So these people could do their own research. You have people you got many lawyers and doctors who didn't have no internet, and they still survived and made it. I'm not saying I don't agree with you. What I'm saying is that people have to take that extra step back then. Now people have
right,
to take an extra.
Right, you want to know something.
Right, you got
right,
to take
but I'm
step.
Saying,
yeah.
that we see it so more often now, like a lot of people get duped by producers and managers. I'm saying it's like at the forefront, like as we witness so many people go through it. I'm saying back then if someone come to you and you're in the inner city and someone like, oh, I'm doing this movie, you won't be like, oh yeah, let me, I'm gonna take along. Now we know better. We can just walk like 5 minutes from our bed to our computer and type in some information and get it. It's you know, so easy to get now. That's what I mean. Like, information is way easier to access now.
I have to honestly say this to you. I hear what you're saying, and it sounds like what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and it does make a lot of sense in theory, but in fact, in actuality, no, because the girls are still voguing and carrying on, and somebody else is making profits off of them.
All right.
So where's the difference? And they got... They got way more information, way more access to information than we did. We had to go get dressed to get information. They can sit in their tidy whities and get the information they need. And they still is just as blind as they were back then. And it's more of a shame now than it was back then.
But can I ask you, what you say, make your money off of them now?
What you say?
You saying the people making money off of them now? Like, what you mean?
Can you
like
paid off the YouTube clips?
What did you say?
I said you think these people do not get paid off these YouTube clips. They get paid off these YouTube clips. You get enough views, you getting paid.
Right.
You getting a check.
Right.
Okay, well,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Okay, these girls that's voting for these clips ain't getting a dime. See, you can't blame the I don't think of the urban term is. And maybe y'all can help me. Don't hate the player, hate the game, or some shit like that. Don't hate the game. I don't know how it goes.
Right. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to take no money off nobody's table. If you're a smart bitch, you're a smart bitch, and I commend you. I will bow my head to you. If you can make it, make it. However you make it, make it. But my whole point of matter is that what I'm saying to you is that it's no different then than it is now. It's no different now than it is then. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's a little different now.
Here's a Jenny Livingston.
No, I don't think it's any different now.
It's no different.
Jenny Livingston is a white lady who came into the gay underground scene and made a profit. If you're saying like season ballroom throwback, at least they know about the scene and they actually are trying to take it somewhere else and get it into mainstream. They're playing,
but
I don't think
saying?
At first.
That's the same
Jenny
thing.
Livingston
Jenny Livingston
did take it to mainstream. What's the difference? Why? Because she's
Jenny
white.
Jenny Livingston ain't know nothing about it. She ain't know nothing about the scene.
Oh my God.
All right,
God.
But listen to this.
Now
you think about it like this.
Oranges.
Think about it like this. If you're sitting around talking about, I mean, and it's no shade, and I mean, I don't mean this is no offense, but if you're doing reality shows or anything pertaining to ballroom, that's the same fucking thing as Paris is Burning.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
Except for now it's called reality TV. Do you know?
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. An icon, I don't know why they call her legend, because she's nobody's legend. She's a pot. See, pioneer to me means the first. If you're not the
well,
first,
Tony,
to do something,
I'm not.
No
to,
one...
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but not to change the subject. But you touched on something that I wanted to go back to. I'm sorry, because this is something that's been bothering me. You brought up YouTube clips and people being paid for them. How do you feel? And I'm going to give my opinion on how I feel about this as well. But how do you all feel about the fact that you have people that are coming to you, that are going to promoters' balls, and they're videotaping the ball, and they're being paid for it, but they also want to be paid for taping your ball. But they're going to make honey, they're going to make money hand over foot in the end because they're putting it on YouTube, where they're going to get paid for every time somebody watches it, whereas you're only going to get paid that one time as a promoter for them coming to your ball and taping it. And I understand that in the beginning it was supposedly being done so that the ballroom had history and the history was documented. But if you're documenting the history, how are you then going to make money off of something that you're supposedly only doing to document, that say this is our history, you can go back to this. I could see if you were documenting it and you were making copies of this video and you were giving it to the promoter and the promoter could then sell that as a full DVD. But if you're the only one profiting from this, How is it helping the ballroom itself? I may be talking too fast because sometimes I think that way. How are you helping the ballroom itself as a community when you're the only person that's profiting from what you're documenting for the community?
I got a few answers. First, I think I kind of answered already when I said I didn't know the phrase, but I'm going to say it again. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Am I saying it right, Mark? Please help me out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's
right. So, therefore, that's one answer, okay? Second of all, what is the difference between what Caesar does and if you got to pay a quarter to go into the library? What's the difference? There's a bunch of historical information there. You're still paying a quarter. You're not getting a dime from it. The only thing you're getting is you have a chance to go in and obtain some kind of history. My whole point is that an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. Okay, whether you like the way they handle their entrepreneurial skills, that's a personal problem. That's a personal issue. I don't hate not one thing that Caesar is doing. I really don't. Now, for me, if it was me giving a ball, how I might handle it, that's my business. Everybody has their own way of dealing with how they deal with something. But my whole point is you cannot hate the player. And I don't mean to make it sound so negative because I think that's a negative way of saying it. But, you know, for us, for our community, that's how we say it. I just don't see what the problem is. I truly don't see the problem. You know what I'm saying? I honestly don't see the problem. Now, how I would bind a contract with him would be something completely, completely different. I'm a completely different human being. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you have to know how to walk into something and know how to walk out of something. That's all I'm going to say to that because I'm not here to take any food off anybody's table. I don't work like that. I don't deal like that, and I don't present myself like that. That's not who I am. So, therefore, I'm just going to say this and say it all like this. I don't see it to be no different from you paying a quarter, let's say, to go into the library or whatever the case may be and obtain information. I don't see where there's a difference. Because all you're doing is going to YouTube. He's not asking for any money for you, me, or anybody else to go on YouTube and look at these clips. So, but if I watch him and they add up and he gets paid for them, so what? Now,
I don't know. I would feel a little bit differently. I would feel like it was a problem, no shade, if you was making money off of it, if there wasn't already a you before you. Like, there was Andre DVD right before him. So, like, he was taping the ball, and it's no shade to Andre DVD, but he was taping balls and missing stuff in the ball, and you still had to pay $10 for his DVD. Then before him, there was the Clubhouse DVDs. So there was a before him. I would feel some type of way if we all wasn't paying money for these DVDs, because I've had a few, to get them, and other people was taping them. Like, again, it was somebody before him doing the ballroom throwback.
Let me tell you something, and I want to piggyback off of what you just said, Mark, okay? Everybody want to sit here and everybody wants to complain about things and say, at the end of the day, Andre was doing the same thing, and he was going to balls from state to state, and he was recording the balls, and you still had to pay out of your pocket to take and watch get the DVD. Caesar's getting paid. He's getting paid from YouTube for people watching the videos on YouTube, and it's free. So what's the difference from
what I said, Kelly.
Andre was doing?
I felt some type of way
because I was paying $10 for the fucking DVD, and I was at the ball.
I wasn't paying anything for the DVD, but that is exactly what I just said, Kelly.
Okay, Kelly,
I think you're going to put your game on pause and really kind of pay attention because that is what I said.
No, you know, I wasn't.
Wait a minute, Kelly. This just came into my inbox. Okay, I don't see charging someone to record the ball.
Jason, tell motherfucking tell that person, and I'm not going to say their name because we have this discussion all the time, okay, to pick up the motherfucking phone and call in. You on any other motherfucking night.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want to go too far off the topic because that is really catching.
I thank you.
Topic.
And Jasmine, he's on the line. You can bring him on.
What happened to the caller that was initially online? Because that's the reason why I
Who's on the line?
It's a caller that just called in to press one that keeps sending all the questions over to Jason to stir the pot.
Who are they? I see three numbers.
And if anybody should feel some type of way about what's happening on YouTube and all the hits that's coming on motherfucking YouTube through Ballroom Throwbacks, I should be the one that should be feeling some type of way because the majority of the hits come from me.
I know that's right.
So you don't get paid, Kelly?
Because I need to get paid, because I'm going to get paid at the end of the motherfucking day. You think I sit here and make a
we want to clarify.
Sit here and I make a do the things that I do and say all the things that I do and do all the shit that I do, Miss Thing, for nothing, Miss Thing, baby. At the end of the day, I'm going to get what I need to get.
It's called investment. See, what the problem with our community is, and I think that Jasmine can help to explain this because, you know, I try to explain it over and over and over and over and over again. I think I just need more people to understand. It's called investing in yourself. And investment, when you invest in yourself, that means that you're willing to take, that means you're willing to put an investment in yourself and get something out of it at the end of the day. Not sit there and say, okay, well, I'm going to invest now. What can I get tomorrow? That's not an investment. That, to me, that's not any kind of investment. What Kelly's trying to explain to you all is that she's investing in herself. Jack invests in himself. Clearly, Jasmine, because you own a company, has invested in herself, you know, to get a bigger return at the end of the day. The more you invest in yourself, the more it's called when you I'm trying to think of the word. It's called I hate when something doesn't come to me right away. It's basically called when the higher the risk, that's it. The higher the risk, the better the return. So if you're willing to put a bigger risk on yourself, you're going to get a much, much bigger return from yourself. It's called risk of investment. It's called an ROE. I mean ROI, risk of investment. So if you're willing to do that, then you're willing to do that. Like I said, I'm not about to sit and take no money from off anybody's plate. But how you deal your contract is how you deal your contracts. And that's
all
there is
to it. We have a million people pressing one, so we're going to go down the line. I guess this kind of woke up the building.
Wow.
Marcus, you're on the line.
Oh. Okay, hi. Jason, I appreciate what you said. I know we don't see eye to eye a lot, but Kelly, I was not one IMing him because I know you were thinking it was me. So I'll say what I have to say on record. I don't have a problem with Caesar charging or doing what he does on YouTube. I find a problem in him charging promoters to come record the ball and ask for travel to the ball. And if he is going to do that, I think, one, he should give the promoter a copy of the DVD, a copy of the footage, and maybe a copy of the pictures. Because when you hire a photographer or videographer for your wedding, you're paying them to record it. You're not paying them to promote whatever you're having. And then you're not getting anything off of it. So that's my feeling towards it. But if people want to pay him, that's them. I mean, they'll do it. I'm not doing it. But if that's what they do, that's what they do. I'm not going to knock his hustle. But if it was me and if I had to pay you to come record the ball, I actually want to get a copy of the ball because why should the promoter pick up the expense of you recording the ball and I got to watch it on YouTube like everybody else? That's it.
Thank you, Marcus.
Private in the air. I've been calling you on the air.
Who's in the kitchen?
Who's washing dishes?
I wasn't washing no dishes. I was blowing bubbles so I could mix my Equal into my tea. My bad.
Private calling you on the air.
Alright.
19484, you're on the air.
What up, Kelly?
Kelly, what's up, baby? This ain't about Kelly. This is the tea party.
Yeah, 646-251, you're on the air.
Yes, I have to give a comment. I have to go and support Kelly and Ballroom Throwbacks and the whole YouTube thing. And the reason I have to go in support of it is I wouldn't even know who half these girls were if I didn't watch these YouTube clips. And I think the reason that these ballroom promoters and the people are paying these girls to come and shoot, you know, the videos, take the pictures and do the YouTube clips is to get the volume that they're getting from the actors that go on from, you know, characters like Kelly, Caesar, Sanaya, and all of them. The reason people are coming to these balls is because they know they're going to be stoned by ballroom throwbacks. I don't think you would have, you know, as much exposure. We wouldn't know who these people are because I'm not a part of a house and I'm not in the ballroom community, but I watch Kelly. I watch these, you know, these clips on ballroom throwbacks, and I know who these people are, and I can relate to some of these people because of these YouTube clips. And I don't think that anybody's entitled to anything. I just think that it's free exposure. It's like you being a celebrity and coming to a red carpet event. Those photographers are not paying those celebrities to come there. Those celebrities are coming there because they know other people are going to be there, and they're going to be filmed, you know, photographed, and they're going to get free publicity.
Exactly.
Can I say something? Can I say something? And Kelly, come on with that exactly. Okay, let's be realistic here. Like I said,
yeah,
I'm not here to take nothing out of nobody's anything, but I'm going to make a comment on what he just said. That is some bullshit. Okay, first of all, it's ballroom. We want to be ballroom fabulous to other ballroom fabulous people. If you don't come to a ball, if all you're doing is sitting there watching it on YouTube, we don't care. It's
right.
No shade. We are in our own community. We are being ballroom fabulous to each other. Period. Now, if it takes off and they are able to do something else, I'm not a hating bitch. I will support Caesar, Kelly, Alt, Jack, anybody who's trying to do something positive within our community, I'm with that. It has already been fucked without the grease by Madonna, by a whole bunch of other, if you want to say Jenny Livingston. So if it's our turn, it's now our turn. I support whatever it is anybody wants to do, as long as it's something positive, that's fine.
But
I could
I'm
care less. I don't care.
Y'all better work for turning this into the state of emergency.
I'm just being honest. I could care less whether a person who don't come to a ball knows who anybody is.
I do come to the ball.
I know who these people are. You just said you don't go to balls. Now,
I
don't know if you
frequent balls.
Wait a minute, but Tony, would you have to agree that if
you have to say what you want to say, now I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Okay, because I can be just as nasty as the next bitch. I'm going to say what I want to say, like you just had to say what you wanted to say. Tell us to another dumb bitch, because I'm not the dumb bitch that you're going to tell that to. Okay? Trust me when I tell you. I'm not that dumb queen that you're going to tell that bullshit to. I go by what someone says, and I said what I said. We don't care as a community whether a bitch come to it or do not come to it. We are filling our oats amongst one another, and we have a right to do that. I'm not taking anything away from anybody. I don't care how Caesar makes his money. I don't care how Kelly makes their money. I just do not care. But what a person's not going to say is that, oh, well, we wouldn't know them unless it was for this. We don't care.
So, Tony, would it be safe to say that before YouTube and before videotape, balls were more crowded back in the day than they are now?
Hell yeah, because it wasn't such easy access. I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm going to take it to a completely different thing. The reason why I hope that I'm not giving out any private house tea, but I'm just going to be how it is. The reason why we do minutes in our house from house meetings. The reason why we don't put them in groups no more is because we realize that why would a person come if I can just read the minutes? If you're going to post the minutes and I can read them, why would I come to that meeting?
Right.
So you don't have the minutes no more like that. It is what it is. When you make things more easily accessible, people tend to pick and choose how they want to come to something. It is what it is. It's the truth.
That's true.
Let's be honest with one another. We can either work together or we can sit here and read together. Which one are we going to do?
It's my video. Don't sit this
out. And again, like he said, reading together, we as a ballroom community have an obligation to do that with each other. We don't need to hide anything.
Right. We have another caller, 231-724, you're on there.
The children are thirsty.
No.
Because they're calling you some water.
Charlie, thirsty, baby.
They do.
Kelly. Now
yeah.
Mute your phone.
Sorry.
231-724, you're on the air.
What the hell is going on?
And Marcus, before I bring you on really quick, Marcus, listen, you guys got 5 minutes to call in if you're listening from a computer. Otherwise, you guys are going to get disconnected. I mean, you guys are going to lose the show. And if you guys are on the phone line, try not to lose the phone because we're going into record mode in 5 minutes. Marcus,
Jasmine,
I
just want to apologize because you know I never come on your show and give that. I want to apologize.
Oh, I love that you can.
It's Tuesday night, honey. You can read, honey.
I love that you could be professional and give them Anthony, and I also love that you could give them the icon.
Right.
Marcus, you're on the air.
Whatever. This is my question. Whatever happened to the guy that was filming the balls live? Because then we just kind of like ridicule him, and he just kind of. And it seemed as though that was like a better business plan.
That was Wolfgang.
Nah, it was some. It
was
a black guy.
Wolfgang.
Yeah, it was a black guy who was from Virginia, I think. At least that was kind of like a
Andre
better.
Are you talking about Andre DVD?
No,
Andre
DVD.
I can't remember his name.
He was like a young guy.
Okay.
At least that was a better business plan. Like, he was including the promoter. Like, there was an advantage to you coming. If the person couldn't make it to the ball, you can watch it online. You pay $10 or whatever it costs. And then the promoter's getting a piece, and he's getting a piece for actually doing what it was. And, you know, it's kind of like it's not taking anything out of your pocket. But what I hear a lot of times is that, oh, well, since I'm really not going to walk the ball, I might as well just watch it on YouTube for free, and I don't have to pay the $30. Or I'll wait till, you know, the DVD came out. And the other distinction between Andre DVD was you were never paying Andre DVD to come to your ball and videotape. If he came, he took the risk himself, and if he sold enough DVDs from your ball, he was happy. And if he didn't, you know, if he couldn't, you know, recoup the money from his flight or whatever, that was his loss. So it was more like a business. The other situation
we're not
I'm seeing
trying,
is
we're
a
not
win-win.
Trying,
but
we're not trying to lose. We're trying to gain, and it's a whole different platform between Ballroom Throwbacks and Andre DVD coming to your ball. It's a whole different platform. Because when you book Ballroom Throwbacks and you book Kelly to come to your ball, it's a whole different platform to just have an Andre
Kelly,
DVD come
you.
And just record your
Jasmine. Am I muted? Hello?
No,
you're not muted,
here.
Tony. Kelly's
just
talking loud.
I just wanted to say something. Marcus, I think you speak extremely well. I've always told you that. But just like I said earlier to the other gentleman, a lot of times when you go on attack mode to someone, ain't nobody listening. There's a way to say things without
we
being
coming,
attacked.
We coming, Granny.
We
coming. Let Tony finish. We coming. Go ahead, Tony.
Without being, it just seems like you're attacking Caesar, and he's really not here to defend himself. And you and Kelly clearly don't see eye to eye, so you're not going to listen to one another.
Well, I apologize, but I'm really not trying to attack because I hope it's not coming, but you're saying it is. I'm not trying to attack him. I'm talking about, you know, how I look at it. You know, everybody has to look at it from their viewpoint. From a promoter standpoint, it seems kind of crazy. You know, I'm not going to go into my personal relationship with Ballroom Throwbacks, but I just, you know, everybody has to do what they have to do. I've told Kelly how I felt about that, you know, about the situation, and that's why she thought it was me that was I Am and Jason. But I would never publicly, you know, ridicule their program because I do think it is a great, you know, what they do is great and is reaching out to people. But for every pro there is a con as well. And, I mean, I don't know if y'all have noticed that, but we've been losing venues. You know, the more attention we bring to ourselves, the more exposure we're bringing. And I'll say this. If Ballroom Throwbacks is media, I've never paid CNN or the news crew to come and do anything. If they're media, they're media. If they're a video, you know, a service that they're providing, it's a service. And I think they should just pick
No, we're not media. We're paparazzis. And paparazzis get paid for their fucking work when they snap pictures of bitches.
Yeah, they get paid by the people that are buying the pictures, not the people. You know, Britney Spears doesn't pay the paparazzi to take a picture of her.
Child, no, she just called her. She just have her assistant call him and tell him she gonna be on Melrose so the paparazzi can be out there to see her so she can make the front of the paper.
So you should pay Ballroom Throwbacks to take pictures of you. I agree. It's bringing you life. You do. I think Caesar should get a cut of whatever you get whenever you make it, Kelly. I do.
Okay. Don't worry about it, honey. You might not pay, honey, and you might not want us there, honey, so you don't
want
to pay.
That's the difference. I want you there. I just don't want to pay you.
Oh, well, then I just – I just don't want to come out my pocket $1,000 to go sit at somebody motherfucking ball because they want me to judge they fucking ball.
But, Kelly, if it was like that, then everybody would want to get paid. Every icon, every would feel as though they're
I'm not going to say icons. I'm not going to say legends. I'm not going to say statements and stars. Maybe those people should learn how to brand themselves and make themselves a household name, and maybe they will get paid for their services.
Okay, girl.
We have another caller.
Tell you something. When y'all want to talk business and y'all want to talk professionalism, I can talk very well, bitch. I learned from the motherfucking best.
Don't get me started, honey. Because if I start talking, honey, y'all not
gonna. Okay,
like
baby. Because trust and believe.
Yes,
trust
I would love to hear your view on this.
Trust and believe any ventures that I'm going down with and I'm going through with that's happening with me, baby. Before I do anything, bitch, I'm calling the motherfucking bitch that started from the bottom, but now she's here.
Oh, yeah, you do call me, Kelly, but, you know, there are some things I just don't agree with. And, you know,
yeah, I know.
There's things I don't agree with, but you know what? Like Tony said, and he said it earlier, and I said it earlier, bottom line is, honey, you got to learn for yourself. Everybody's going to learn for themselves.
Oh,
61916, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is this thing on?
Hi.
Hi.
That's it.
Hi. So I just wanted to comment in terms of the docket, because this is Chris Crocker. I don't know if you know who I am. But in terms of making money from YouTube, I think a lot of people have a misperception that there's a lot of coins in YouTube when there's really not. So as someone that has almost 300 million views, it ain't like that. So I just
wanted
to comment on
that. Is this the real Chris Crocker?
This is him, and also I have an HBO documentary, and when I started filming that documentary in correlation to Paris is Burning, I had an agreement with my directors. I was getting $0 from that as long as they told my story accurately, and I can't speak for the people in Paris is Burning, but when HBO bought the documentary, that was still my agreement with the directors. So a lot of times you go into a situation and say, okay, this is exposure, this isn't coin. So I just wanted to point that out.
Wow.
What?
If you really are the real Chris, I'm a big fan of yours. I have been for years.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My friend is actually here with me, and we were just enjoying the discussion. So.
Well, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be very interesting, and tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And if you guys don't know who this person is online, really, really a big Kiki for years. Search her up.
I would love to follow you on Twitter. Is your Twitter link on the Blog Talk Radio page?
Yes, it is. All of ours are. Are you in the official ballroom?
I think I am. I was trying to load it, but I don't want to take up too much time or anything, so I'll just find it.
Okay. Have a good
All
night.
Right. Nice to talk to you. You too.
Do you guys know who that was?
Nope. I kind of sort of do.
But you're about to tell us.
Right.
Yeah,
I kind of sort of. I know that voice.
She's been doing YouTube videos, my God, for years. She used to, like, she's been the whole stop attacking Britney Spears and all this stuff. I mean, she's a big Kiki. And she's been on a whole.
Right. I knew that voice. She was sitting on the bed saying that, right?
Yeah. She's a whole bunch of stuff. I'll see if
wow.
I can find.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that voice. I was like, I know that voice.
I don't think nobody said. I mean, I'm not. I do hear what she's saying, but I don't think. Or he's saying. I'm not sure which one it is because I don't know. And Chris is a unisex name, but I don't think nobody in here thinks that you can get rich off of YouTube. But some money is better than not a damn thing. And a lot of times on these shows where you don't have no money in the beginning, it's called the back end. Okay, and people will make money on the back end. And granted, this and I think she kind of agreed with what I said about exposure, because that's exactly, I didn't use those words, but that's when I said we wanted to be fabulous, we wanted to be filmed when we were 16, 17, 18 years old. That's the same thing, that's exposure. That's what we thought we were going to get, that's what we felt we were going to get. That's why we signed away our rights. We couldn't even come in the ball unless we signed on those papers. So it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. She just proved my point. There's no difference between today and yesterday.
I didn't think so either.
Granny, I'm sorry you're on the air.
Yeah, you've been real rude tonight. I've been trying to get back on here for about 30 minutes. Now, look at here, goddammit. You know I'm an old gal. And I was around when that goddamn film was released, and I was friends with some of them people up in there. And a lot of them dead and gone, but I'm still here.
Amen.
And you's a damn lie. That goddamn documentary was promoted as outcasts of society and people from poverty-stricken backgrounds and who turned tricks and did drugs. You's a damn lie. It was promoted like that.
It wasn't.
And that wasn't just no YouTube shit. That film is known all over the goddamn world. And them people were exploited.
Ain't you
people tired of being exploited by white folks? If I'm gonna be exploited, goddammit, I'd rather be exploited by my own. And Wolfgang came up on this show and tried to tell y'all, and y'all cut him down.
It's not that we cut him down, Granny, but you got to think about what Uncle Tony is saying.
He came on here and said that some people tried to take control of
his personal vendetta against
him.
Yeah, but he has a personal vendetta against them because he won't get funded for his own
film. Wolfgang is white, right?
Yeah.
So we got. Wait a minute. So we got exploited by white people, but we should listen to Wolfgang. That makes a lot of sense to me, Granny.
You said
that we got exploited by white folks. You did just say that. You just said we got cleared by white folks, but we should listen to Wolfgang, who is white. Same thing. Wolfgang is white. I've seen Wolfgang. He's very white. He's from Eastern Europe.
Eastern European. His name is, goddammit, I know a nigga came up on this show and was saying that them people were trying to exploit him. If they was going to give him the funding, they wanted to take control of whatever the fuck he was doing, and he wasn't having it.
And they just told you it was Wolfgang. It's their show. They just told you it was Wolfgang.
I don't know if that was his name or not, goddammit.
Put that together. Oh, okay. They just told you his name was Wolfgang. Wolfgang is white.
He has a personal vendetta against GMHC for his own film for not being funded. How are you going to protest the latex ball? We love that ball. Bitch, sit down. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. It's no disrespect to Wolfgang, but you have to move because it's.
No, I used to love the latex ball when it was free.
First of all, it wasn't called the latex ball in the beginning since everybody was around
those days. Right?
It was called the love ball.
Love ball.
And every designer made a trophy. Every single designer made a trophy. You know what I'm saying? You got to get people on here like Stewart, people on here like James Icon. I'm already on here. You got to get people who are really there. You know what I'm saying? And they can tell
you
exactly
what's going on. I would love to have Stuart on our platform.
But what I'm saying is this is what I'm saying. I mean, we do this for the love of ballroom. This is ballroom. We love this. Like, it all of it being exploited and all this stuff like that, we still pay our $30 to go sit in there.
Yeah, but like that caller said, we should learn from our past mistakes and stop being exploited by other people. And if we don't exploit it or whatever, why don't we make it our own shit?
Granny, it is our own shit. We still having fun.
I'm talking about reaping the pot.
We can't help who reap the pot off of the.
Yes, you can, goddammit. Just like Kelly said, if you don't want to be taped by ballrooms or banks, all you got to do is say, don't put me on that goddamn camera, or you can sue that.
Okay. That's true, but at the same time, people are not thinking about being exploited, Granny. They're having fun. They're voguing. They're walking runway. They're walking safe. They're not thinking about being exploited. They're thinking about winning.
Because just like they said, most of them youngins and don't know no better, and they sick and faint. But that's what the mothers and
Granny, calm down. There are people at the Boardwalk legendary categories that are older, that come from a different generation. There are people that walk icon categories. Granny, it's people still walking. People are having fun. Nobody is thinking about being exploited.
Yeah, I'm talking about to the point. You can't compare no YouTube videos to no goddamn film that's known worldwide. Just like that child Chris Crocker called in here and said, the money don't even fucking compare.
It don't compare. Some people just like the exposure. Some people just want to be on TV, Granny.
You realize that the person that owned that goddamn shit is getting paid and you still struggling. Then you got a problem with it. But it's too late then.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we said earlier. It's the same thing we said. That's the risk you take. That's just like Tony said. That's the risk of investment. That's the risk that you take.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. You can't forget the past. You got to learn from your mistakes in the past if you want to move forward.
That's
not about you owning your own damn shit instead of letting other people exploit you.
That's true, Granny, but, I mean, you know, it's ballroom. I don't think anybody wants to own the ballroom.
Why come here, though? It ain't nothing but y'all participating in it. You should own it, goddammit.
We own what we do. Well, not with the people own what they do in ballroom. They don't own the ballroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's a community of people that just like to have fun, Granny. It's not. I don't think it's that serious. I'm sorry. I just don't take it that seriously.
Now we're people out here and they ain't got money to feed themselves and sleeping on other people's floors.
Granny, do you know Granny? Now wait a minute, Granny. Do you know how long that has been going on? Now come on, Granny.
You goddamn right, and they was being exploited back then. Like
right.
I said,
so,
you
I mean,
should learn
you know,
from your past mistakes. Ain't nothing worse than an old dog chasing his tail, repeating the same shit.
But Granny, you gotta also understand, Granny, sometimes history repeats itself. It's just the way life is. It's inevitable. You can't.
And yeah, and use a fool then. If you keep repeating the same goddamn mistakes.
I don't know, Granny. God bless you, honey. I don't know what to say.
All right, Granny. We got to go to another caller. Nick, you're back on the air.
Well, I woke the building up, right?
Yes, you did, Nick.
But
legs on the table, honey.
Yeah, I agree mostly with Granny was saying, and I agree with Caesar Dawn. I think he letting everyone see it for free, and that's a good thing. And he getting Ballroom out there for mainstream and day in the works to get a reality show, so it will bring us mainstream instead of the underground.
Is that what you want as an outsider of ballroom? Is that what you want to see? You want to see the Kendras, I don't watch the show, the Real House. Do you think that that's what ballroom is going to turn into for a reality? Is that what you want to see? Because that's not what we're looking at. That's not what we're seeing in ballroom.
I would hope that whoever get their hands on it, they would turn it into a structured community, and then it would be more,
there
I think
no
it could be something
there. What is wrong? I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound fierce. What is wrong with y'all? There is no structure. This is underground. There is no structure here.
Right. That's I know. We all notice that, but if it become mainstream, maybe there will become some.
No, baby, there is no structure here. The girls are going to walk. The girls are going to be fierce. The girls are going to throw shade. There is no structure in that. You know, you can't put structure
in
that.
But would you like to see structure in it?
No, I just don't want to see the girls ripping each other apart after the function. Everything else is
right.
Fine.
But you know
or
how political
the
ballroom is. I'm saying that if someone actually come in and they trying to make it something mainstream, I think it will be the kids.
Hello.
Out. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. When they first came with us with the idea of doing a reality TV show, they came to us. It was going to be about ballroom and only about ballroom. Nobody is going to buy a show or want to have a show just about ballroom. This show is not going to be all about ballroom. It's going to be 40% ballroom, and it's going to be other things. Y'all get all the logistics, everything, when it happens, but it's not based around the ballroom.
Okay.
Okay.
I heard reality TV one more time. I'm going to throw my TV out the window. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hey. I just want to say, it seems everybody's thinking about the benefits of what's going to happen. And whatever happens, I hope that, you know, it reaches out to, it spreads out and it goes to places it needs to go. But I want to remind people, this is a fad. Reality TV is a fad. It's a, you know, soap operas was around for a while. And I want y'all to think about, Allen Iverson went on the news this week.
Soap operas wasn't around.
And told people.
It was around for years.
What'd you say?
Well, soap operas wasn't around,
now. Soap operas
around
going
for
now.
Years. Before
so
any of us on this, before a majority of us on this radio station was even born, soap operas was around.
Right, Kelly, what I'm explaining is everything is going to be a fad, and I want y'all to remind that Allen Iverson, who was worth $400 million, went on had a news conference this week and told people he couldn't afford to buy a cheeseburger and that he won't have any money to 2030 when he can actually liquidate his Reebok stock. That don't make no sense. So whoever gets, you know, paid or makes money off of it, I hope they do the right thing with it because the money will come fast, but that money, you know, could go fast too, especially, you know, you might be on there for one season, two seasons. I hope y'all stay on there for 50 seasons if y'all want to, if that's what y'all really want to do. But I hope people are looking at the bigger picture than just looking at, okay, this is just for right now. So that's my, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's it.
Well, that's people, they need to know how to manage their finances. I mean, that's with anybody.
$400 million.
Well,
and he can't even buy a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Right.
That's more than you can't, you know, handle your finances.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, like, think about it like this, Marcus. I mean, and it's no shade to anybody, but if you're going into it broke, then what's the difference?
Well, Marcus, you sound like you know how to handle some money, so I think I should hire you as my accountant.
No, you should hire Jasmine. Keep people around you that you trust. See, I don't trust really too much of anybody.
Tell you something. Let me tell you something, baby. Trust me. Trust and believe. I'm only keeping people around me that I can trust and that I know that has my back 175%, baby.
Kelly, if you notice, I love you down, but did you notice how Kim, remember when Nene was talking to, on the reunion show, when she approached Kim, it looked like the show was really always built around Nene. And then she went out and told them, this is who I want on the show. I think this would be a good person. And how the show just blew up really quick. I really hope, you know, that's the success that comes to y'all. But it's so many other things, Kellen. We'll talk offline. Like, I really wonder, are y'all really ready for the exposure that you got? Kelly, you respond to every
negative comment that comes out. When you become a reality star, you're going to get hate mail, you're going to get hate emails. Are you really ready to handle what comes out?
Marcus, I don't respond. I don't respond to everything that comes out.
Well, you respond to a lot, girl.
Plenty of things. Plenty of things that come out, I don't even respond to, and I just go and tell the girls to have a nice day, Marcus. And trust and believe, baby, I have people that's going to handle all of that.
I got an inbox.
Okay.
Kelly, can I say something to you, Kelly?
They have to hit ballroom throwbacks up, and he gives them the rate for how much he charged to come to the ball. And they're still hitting, and they're going to continue to hit. Oh, shit.
Bill 5519, you're on the air.
Girl.
B-O-5-1-9. We lost Tiffany for the night. Marcus and Nick, are you done?
I'm here.
No,
Kelly, still on?
Tiffany.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I support you. I'm being optimistic about ballroom. I watch y'all, and I love you as a personality. And, you know, I hope big things happen for you. But I will say this. You said that I might be stepping out of line saying this, but I think that you would attract a lot of people, and I think that you should get an awesome contract and make sure you definitely get something even now.
Oh, baby, listen, let me tell you something, baby, honey. Okay, when they start talking about contracts and everything and all of these things, honey, things that I have no in knowledge about, honey, I call someone that has knowledge about all of that, honey. And my sister and myself is working on getting me an entertainment attorney and everything as we speak.
Okay, yeah. I'm just wishing you luck. I don't want to see no one.
Nobody,
get over
I'm
you.
Not going to let. I'm not, and it's no shade. It's no shade to anybody that was a part of Paris's Burning. I'm not going to be like those girls, baby. Okay, I'm going to reap everything that I need to get, and I'm going to make sure that I'm protected in every way. And like I told the people when I spoke with them the other night on the phone, I'm not here to do this to make transgenders or the gay people look any type of negative way, baby. If it's something that I don't like, I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
That's
good. Nick, and also realize, even though we're having these like debatable comments, whether it be like, you know, somebody doesn't agree with Caesar, or you know, somebody doesn't agree with somebody what they're doing with reality TV, we're still going to support them because they're ballroom. We're still going to support that. So there's make no mistake that even though some of us might disagree or agree to disagree, we're still going to support it because they are part of ballroom. And that's just how it is. That's how it's always been. And I don't know if that's going to change, but I would say that's always the way it's going to be. That's how ballroom is.
Well, we're all in the same community under one umbrella. So I think that the debate we're having is good. I mean, you stating your side, I'm stating my side. So it's given everyone who listening out there something to think about and form their own opinion. So this is only helpful. So yeah,
oh,
I mean, I don't ever come at no one attacking them. I wish the best luck for them. I'm just saying, I think Kelly, I mean, is the star. I mean, everyone, I know we watch it for Kelly. So I'm just saying, I would want her to be protected, you know? And I know you're saying you know what you're doing, Kelly, and I know you probably do. I'm just saying, you know, you probably like a lot of people, big sisters in their head right now.
Let me tell y'all something so we can stop talking about this.
Okay.
Why you laugh? Where Kelly is?
I'm right here.
I need my cigarette chat. Y'all give me a headache.
They making me fall asleep.
Let me tell you something.
Welcome.
Let me tell everybody something. Everybody that's listening, really quickly. Kelly appreciates all the concerns and everything. But as long as I am around, and if anybody who knows me, Kelly will be okay. Bottom line is she will be okay. This is nothing new to her as well. She will share stories with you guys. This is not her first time getting into something, having large amounts of money, and people splurging that money and having a whole bunch of leeches and parasites all against on her and using her and all that stuff. Same thing with me. Bottom line is you learn from it and you move forward. This is nothing new to her. Kelly will be all right at the end of the evening. She will be all right. She knows what she's doing, and I got her back. As long as I got her back, she will be fine.
That's it.
I'm going to talk about it.
Everybody else, I don't know about everybody else, but I know that this woman right here will be fine.
I will trust and believe, y'all. I'm going to be A-okay, baby. Trust and believe, honey. I got my sister. I got a good attorney, baby. Everything that happens in here is going to happen. It's going to happen in-house. Okay, baby? It's all in-house, honey. It's all family. It's a family business, honey. Okay? So don't worry about me, girl. I'm going to be all right, honey. It ain't my first time, honey, having a whole bunch of money, honey, bitch. Please. I went through $10,000, bitch, in a month.
I go through $10,000 in about a week,
honey. But it ain't gonna happen this time, honey, baby. Okay, stocks and bonds, honey, bitch. Pepsi and motherfucking tissue and Apple.
I just want everything to happen. You know, I want the exposure to be successful. I want the best for everyone. I want people to succeed. I want people to be able to, you know, showcase their talent. I really want so much for this ballroom scene, and not just for the ballroom scene, but for the community itself. You know, we don't have to always be hidden, but I also think the community itself needs to change and grow up.
What'd you say?
Now, what's going to wind up happening out of that is, it's like when you're in a relationship. I'll just give you an example. When you're in a relationship, sometimes you grow out of that relationship, or sometimes that person is not moving fast enough for you, and sometimes you have to move on to benefit yourself. That's what I see within this ballroom scene. The ballroom scene is so tainted with so much negativity. It's so bad, and it's just not moving forward, but there's still those little bits of people that have that chance to move on and go different places with it, and that's what's happening here. Yes, the balls will always be here. The balls will always be negative, not always, but there will always be negative balls. There will always be a whole bunch of drama, fuss and fighting, attacking, and all the rest of that stuff. But based on that alone, they can keep that all the way to the left, because bottom line is there's going to be some people that want to be successful that's going to be moving over to the right. And that's what happens. That's when you separate yourself from it. So hopefully everything will move forward, not even just with this whole thing, this venture, with this one little venture. There's so many opportunities out there. There's so many things that are out there, and hopefully it will just continue to grow and grow and grow. That's the only thing we can say. But I hope everybody does their research and does the right thing, and don't sit there and think of dollar signs, because the dollars will disappear. Don't think of stardom and all the rest of that stuff, because, honey, here today, gone tomorrow. It's like a fad, like Marcus said. Bottom line is think for your future. That's the most important thing that you can do, is think for the future. So move forward. One thing, if you guys pay attention to what Kelly's saying, Kelly has so many things, so many ideas, so many things in the work, not just, you know, being on a show, but she's, you know, doing this and doing that, opening, getting a shoe line together. I mean, she's talking about so many things. So many people are just stuck on one thing. Branch yourself out. Expand your network. That is the most important thing that you can do. If you stay in one area and that area doesn't succeed, what are you going to do? Just like Marcus said about Allen Iverson. Like, he's talking about after all these years, he's talking about he can't even afford a cheeseburger. But what else did he do with himself? You know, what caused him to be in that area? And was he just playing basketball? We have so many other people out there that are basketball players and athletes and stuff that not just, you know, went on the court, but they did other things, movies, music, so forth, this and that. When one thing didn't work or they hurt themselves in they had to be out. They had something to back themselves up on. Everybody set a backup plan for yourself. That is the most important thing. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
How's she going to go in like that and then go smoke a cigarette?
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
That was interesting.
Well, for all the other people on the line, I appreciate y'all taking my call.
You're
more than welcome.
I would like to I don't know if I could plug my show.
No,
I do
a talk show.
I have a talk show. I'm an advocate for equality rights, and I co-host a talk show in D.C. area. But you can just go on my website. It's called guysatbrunch.com, and you can just check out all like the past episodes. And we talk about different topics, but some of the topics I talk about is standing up for our rights and letting people know organizations that's against, like, you know, homosexual community, transgenders, and all that.
So are you tuning into tomorrow's topic with the Women of Madison Ave?
Ooh, I will be turning in.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
J-Rock, you have been silent all night.
Right.
I surely have.
He been getting a little peace.
He probably over there eating and playing a game.
Hey, man, that Burger King been gone, but Wonder Woman is everything.
Yes,
are you playing
God.
Story mode?
I'm
well,
sorry,
I love
Wonder
man.
Woman.
I
always love Wonder Woman. I don't like what they did with Wonder Woman in that game.
Come on, Jasmine, it's Wonder Woman.
It
you don't
like
even got the game yet.
That game.
But I love Wonder Woman, bitch, shut up.
You ain't gonna like that Wonder Woman.
I'm glad they updated Batman.
I love any Wonder Woman.
I'm glad they updated Batman because he was lame in DC Universe.
Shazam was lame on DC Universe.
Come on, Shazam.
Did you know Captain Marvel is Shazam?
Yes, that is the. Oh my God.
I didn't know that. I found that out the other day.
Let me put this out there really quickly to all the fake profiles out there. You know I live. But, honey, I'm asking y'all. I'm really, really asking y'all to please use your fake profiles. The ones, especially the ones that have 5 and 10 different fake profiles. Please go to AmericanIdol.com tomorrow after the show and vote for Candace or Amber, or switch your votes, because those two girls last week being in the bottom to me did not deserve it, and they need our support. Vote for Candace and vote for Amber. It is the top four. Please use your profiles to vote. It's very simple. Y'all can sit here and click on all these dick pictures and do all this research. Go to AmericanIdol.com and all you got to do is sign in with your Facebook account and vote for those two girls, please.
Jasmine, I don't know. Isn't American Idol rigged?
It could be rigged or whatever, but the bottom line is those two girls do not need to be in the bottom.
Because if they went in the bottom, the last two bottom, it got to be rigged.
Or maybe
people
just another.
People don't have a tendency of voting. That's the whole thing. They just, okay, we can sit there and say they shouldn't be in the bottom, which is true. They shouldn't be in the bottom. But how many of us really voted for them?
You been saying what old girl been posting on Facebook?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I got what is the 202 area code, y'all?
Washington,
D.C.
You getting a call from Obama?
Oh, shit, never mind. They answered me. Never mind. They answered me.
Oop. You calling D.C.? Alarm.
Kelly, what are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting up here on FaceTime, talking with my poon on FaceTime and talking with Naima.
Talking with your what?
You ain't go home yet.
Talking with my poon. Oh. Baby, we was over here. We over here enjoying Injustice and some spaghetti and garlic bread, honey, and here done and stuff.
Now,
and we just
is always cooking something.
No, I cook. I made spaghetti and five cheese garlic bread.
Mm-hmm. They must got hot dates coming. Mark, what it is they got hot dates coming over there.
Ah, okay.
They're in bad all day, but I can imagine.
Oof.
Too late to be eating all of it at this time of night.
Well, honey, if the fun is over, why not?
Baby, we ain't having no boys over, Miss Thing. I don't do threesomes, Miss Thing. I'm a private dancer.
Girl, you know what? I ain't even going to say nothing.
Listen. Let me tell you something. Now listen, because I worded that wrong. I don't do threesomes with other girls.
Okay.
And if it's a bunch of boys,
I'm
the only girl in there.
Somebody don't like us to talk like that, so we gonna leave that alone.
No, she don't like us to talk. She don't like us to talk about our lilies. That's
not. Not a lily. Yeah.
What's a lily?
No, we're not gonna talk about
it.
If y'all talk about that, it's 2:35, baby. Y'all be disconnected, honey. Y'all wouldn't even hear the white man, honey. Y'all just will be gone.
Jeff, we will not talk about Pat.
And moving on.
We will not talk about Pat this week.
What's your topic tomorrow? You'll be on?
Tomorrow's
my
topic.
DL Men.
Oh, DL Men.
And how out they really are, but they don't understand it.
My thing is this, though. How you DL, but you don't have, like, 10 queens in the same city? Like, where do you become open after that?
Like I said, Mark, when I took... I'm going to just stop saying it because, you know, maybe... I took somebody...
Well, that's why you need to tune in tomorrow so that you can hear about these men talking about the double lives, what they're attracted to, why they don't consider themselves bisexual, why they undercover double life, plus much, much more, with the special guest, the ladies of Madison Avenue. They sound sophisticated.
And for everybody that's hit my inbox about the Juneteenth Pride and the Black Glam Ball, there will be a Film Queen realness and a Butch Queen Up and Drag realness. It just didn't get on the website, so Trey's going to update that. Yeah, I'm going to go to Juneteenth.com, and it's way more than the ball going on that weekend from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is so much going on in the city.
That's a whole lot to remember.
www.juneteenth.com.
Okay, so what is this? Honey, listen, let me tell you something. I don't talk like y'all talk Texas, honey. What is this Juneteenth? I ain't never heard that word.
Yes, explain, J-Rock. Explain to the people that don't know. Explain to the people who don't know what Juneteenth means.
Okay. That's understandable. And then y'all gonna see why we celebrate it. What is y'all calling? Y'all are calling.
I know what it means. I want you to explain it to them.
Okay, no, because I like the way that Juneteenth is the
Mark, shut the hell up.
Hold up. Let me get it from
Oh my God! He got the Google with Juneteenth.
No, I'm getting it from Trey because Trey has said it best. Okay, Juneteenth celebration recognizes the. Will somebody stop goddamn giggling? Okay, Juneteenth celebration recognizes the emancipation of slaves in Texas. By the Emancipation Proclamation with effective of January 1st, 1863, Texas slave owners resisted. They did not tell their slaves that they were free. They pretended that the Emancipation Proclamation did not exist. On June 19th, 1865, the Union General personally delivered an order to the people of Texas that all slaves were to be free. And
African-American slaves were officially freed. And to make a long story short, that's why we celebrated, because it was people, they went out on the street and, you know, big celebrations and festivities, because it was like, bitch, you tried to hold us down and we were free all the time. So it's a Texas thing we celebrate. It's more than just gay stuff going on. There's going to be stuff going on all over the city. It's all over. But like I said, but then that's a time in Dallas where we have, we used to call it Dallas Heat. And it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But if you go to JuneteenthPride.com, www.JuneteenthPride.com, you're going to see all the festivities that's going on. Club night, strip, whatever. Hair shows, all kind of shit going on. And get into them categories. Have you read them categories, Jasmine? Y'all should get into them categories. I like the way that they was, like, set up, and it's called the wager. How somebody, like, performance is, like, up to $1,000, and the reason why it's up to $1,000, because the Twistiversity system, they get $250, then, you know, the female for the performance gets $250, and everybody get all this, and then the legends get, like, $500, but you can challenge them, and like I said, they can either give you all their money or half their money. It's like you're challenging them for a grand prize.
Oh, that's not.
So is there any, I mean, is anything related to the actual celebration itself?
Yes, it's called Black Glamour. And the reason why they call it Black Glamour Weekend is because some of the categories is like bringing back, the whole reason Trey did this ball, he was trying to bring back the glamour in ball, like when you have all, especially with the female figure face, well, you know, especially with Tim Queen face. But it's female figure face, he wants you to bring back that essence of when all the girls were, you know, fab. And bringing back, you know, the essence of Black glamour. Just because on Juneteenth, we celebrate each other. We celebrate black, being free, stuff like that. It's not about ignorance and stuff. So we celebrate each other's beauty and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, successes. That's when they give kids awards for getting scholarships and all that kind of stuff around town. So, I'm just saying, y'all should have a good time.
You know what kind of irks me sometimes? And it's no offense to Juneteenth or Black History Month or nothing like that, but why can't stuff like that go on every day if it's such a seller? You know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be, like, a particular day or, like, you know, something like that? I understand, you know, that the thing was signed or whatever, but, you know, as African-Americans or Hispanics or whatever, you know, minority we might want to be, why can't we just celebrate a moment of freedom every single day? Why does it always have to be this day or, you know, this month or, you know, it's ridiculous.
But, Mark, that's like saying, I can understand Black History Month, but Juneteenth is like somebody's birthday or anniversary. It's kind of like Christmas. Why can't we?
Honey, Black History Month is in the shortest month of the year.
No,
I think it's kind of late.
I can understand what you mean by Black History Month. Why do we need Black History Month to celebrate Black history when we can do it all year? But I'm saying Juneteenth is really just an anniversary. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a holiday. It's an official holiday down here. It's not like for a whole month. It's just for a day.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, why can't we do stuff like that? Like, why are they not giving kids awards and scholarships every day? Why aren't people, like, you know, honoring each other, you know, as Black people? You know, like you just said, you know, we do this for each other, you know, on this day. It's like, but why just that day?
I think I'm pregnant.
What the hell?
I was not ready for that.
Where did that come from?
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I didn't know that I was back on the air.
Except my friend request, and don't be reading no book.
Your friend request where?
On PS3.
Oh, my PS3 ain't on right now, honey. I told you.
You said y'all was playing Injustice. My email is not online, and you're not online, so you're lying.
I know I'm not online, baby.
Ooh.
I'm on FaceTime, honey. I'm on FaceTime talking.
Ooh, J-Rock is clocking the day. I'm dead.
Over here playing Injustice, and none of y'all playing Injustice.
Hold on. Let me turn my
mother. I'm on the show, and y'all are on the show, and y'all are playing Injustice while I'm on the show. Y'all need to be concentrating on this show like I am and play Injustice when the show is over.
It's over. Right. Why is this show on?
I'm going to sleep after this show is over. I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
How you going to sleep
when
you play Injustice?
But that's a show for another day.
Yeah, I got it for cheap at Walmart.
Buddy, hold on. I'm turning mine on right now, J-Rod.
Oh, my God. Here y'all go with the tournament.
Okay, well, fine. I'm cutting mine on, too.
Oh.
I turned it on right now, J-Rod. I'm going to give you what you need.
Baby, y'all done brought up in Justin Jasmine. Probably got hers on already. Baby, it's about to be a war.
Honey, I'm going to give it to you nice and rough, J-Rod.
I ain't got mine on. I'm going to bed.
Can everybody put $5 up so that we can buy Dev Injustice?
Hell no.
If they go to fucking Toys R Us, the motherfucking shit is $34 right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's $34. I was mad when I went yesterday to buy mine, bitch, and I bought the one for the Xbox and it was $68. The girl goes talk about, yeah, they sliced the price in half. It's on sale.
Oh,
like
man,
mine,
I'm about to...
I got mine from Walmart for like $50.
Well,
you
should have
take it back.
You should have went to Toys R Us, baby. They got them for $34.
You better go to the store.
Right on there.
You
didn't open this. You can't take it back.
J-Rock late ass on there. Huh?
But if you go to Walmart, don't Walmart do that that price thing, bitch? They match the price.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, baby, you better go motherfucking, you better go fucking take that shit back, bitch, and get the price, fucking shit from motherfucking, the Russ to take the price over there and get the price adjusted. No, you're not. J-Rock, I just invited you to a match, J-Rock.
I'm on my way.
I'm going to make this money.
Stop playing with me before I fuck you up.
I don't know.
God damn,
Kelly, stop the violence and raise the talent.
Maybe. J-Rock, why you ain't at my thing yet, J-Rock?
Because I had to re-log back in because none of y'all was playing. I'm pushing the start button now.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are
cute. Why the fuck would you say that? Oh, my God. Oh, you cannot do this to me when I'm high, bitch. Oh, no.
I see Jason late ass just signed in.
Oh, girl. Not too much. That girl almost called you something.
Oh.
Not too much, Miss Catwoman.
I think I'm joking.
Naima, stop the time in the ring.
Oh, my God, bitch. Oh, my God. I'm still sitting here waiting for this child to accept this fucking invite.
Well, girl, I don't know how to accept the invite.
If it was fucking Naima Footlong, you would have been already accepted it.
Oh, my God.
Can we not talk about footlongs? I'm about to eat.
Do I just go to private match? I mean, why you got all this shit?
You go to my fucking name. You go to my fucking name, bitch, and you accept the fucking thing, huh, child? I ain't even waiting for you, baby. I'm about to whoop Jason's ass.
Oh, you know,
oh, my God. Hey, Jason, did you realize that every word that came out of Kelly's mouth was a curse word?
Yes, that's why I said raise the talent and stop the violence.
Baby, I'm a motherfucking sailor, bitch.
No, don't worry. I'm on my way home in a little while, honey, and I can definitely get online.
Miss Ucha Adabar, girl.
Hello.
What the hell was that?
Okay, first of all, you're not gonna try me like that, whore.
Oh shit, they got
a
hoe. Oh shit, that shit get fired.
Wait a minute, who brought Snuffy on the line?
Fuck you, you hot tired yellow whore.
Kelly, When you do your, when you go out tomorrow, if you go out tomorrow, can you do your, do us all a favor?
And
can
you
get that? Can you get that big Subway sub eating bitch?
Oh, wait a minute, dirty ass motherfucker. Anyway, Kelly. I know I got time
wait,
for that.
Wait, she called you Snuffy.
Yes, she did.
His big, smelly, snuffy-looking ass coming on.
We're not going to talk about you getting raped by that date, bitch, when I went frosting.
Switchboard, it is now 2:49 at 2:50.
Uh-huh.
Can you switch
mind
him
you,
off?
This
because
was
we
the
see there,
mind
you know what?
You.
Okay, what? You want to go there? You want to go there? At least somebody can fuck me on my birthday, you big 550-pound living
hey,
in a basement with that badass hand performance
foster.
Sitting over there, golden girl slapping
you
yourself.
Mad you got
can somebody
foster.
Get me
that's
the video of Dev dancing
he
naked,
you
slapping himself?
You did you
where
birthday,
is the video of Dev slapping himself while he is bogan with them big old muscle-bound, bogan, old flabby-ass titties slapping him upside his head? Don't nobody, you know what, Dev?
You cannot get
that. This is what I'm going to do for you. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do for you, Dad.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't have to get to your game. And I'm mad that I ain't got the video game. Somebody going to get me.
Randy, you're out of the air.
Hello.
Can you send my invite, please?
I got to sign on, Callie. Give me a minute, girl.
I
got to put my wig on.
Yes,
oh,
Granny. Yes, Granny.
Hey,
Granny.
Who the hell working the switchboard tonight? Who the hell? They need to be fired, goddammit. I've been trying to get back up on air about 20 or 30 minutes. Goddammit, I done forgot what I had to say. Oh, I know what it is now.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all be quick to bring them retarded motherfuckers on like Bishop and Keisha and shit, and I've been trying to get on 30 minutes.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I was with that caller that called in here until he got the plug in his goddamn show.
Okay.
And with that being said, I want to know, goddammit, when is Mother Footlong show, goddammit, because if I want to hear some gay shit, I just tune in to this one here. See, Mother Footlong bring a little something different to the table. That bitch still on the air.
Us like that.
I am still on the air.
I'm talking about Mother Footlong.
Kelly, I'm waiting for you. What, you going to be Batman?
Oh, shit. Kelly. Baby, don't worry about who I'm going to be, baby. Just get up in there.
Uh-uh, okay. Wait, tell me, big boy. I'm not no fool.
Damn game. When is Naima show now?
It's on Thursday and Sunday, Granny. Thursday and Sunday.
Thank you, Kelly.
I don't never see it advertised. Shit, I don't know when it's out.
Oh, shit.
Her show is Thursday right before Scandal.
No,
her show is
Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, you left the game, Kelly. I won by default. Kelly left
the
game.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. Hell, it took me goddamn 30 minutes just to ask that one goddamn question.
Okay, I got to get up because I need to go to Toys R Us tomorrow.
Girl, you ain't leaving out that basement.
Girl, shut up. Hold on while I give her something to wipe that frosting away.
So he ate the frosting away. Thank
no,
you.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He used that box with buttercream.
Yes, honey. My box got tossed, ate, and everything. Thanks. Move on, girl. Move on. Do some jumping jacks. Work on your hand performance, girl.
Oh, you a hater? Work on those hairy legs.
That's all right. My legs might be hairy, but my hand performance is on point. I ain't slapping myself.
You tried it right.
Huh?
This shit. I would be on the first flight to New York. Oh,
yes,
wow.
For the first flight to
New York. Flight to New York.
And I thank you.
Key.
Tell me what happened.
Baby, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this stupid shit, honey.
You need to go online.
I'm not online.
Naima Big Feet hit the cord.
So shit. I am online. Hey, J-Rock.
Hold on. J-Rod just sent me a message. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to be playing practicing while y'all two work that on out.
Where Kelly? Okay, I got to find Kelly now. Kelly, what name are you under?
We only got 6 minutes left into the show, so everybody say their good night, Cheryl.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. I'm about to make a rum called the Tea Party. If you have injustice, look for the Tea Party rum. I'll be in there whipping asses for the next 2 hours. I ain't got time for people that want to be doing the same move over and over again or using cheat books. Not anymore.
Bye, Chair.
Kelly. Well, is she gone? Good night, everybody. See you guys tomorrow for the State of Emergency Show. Have a good evening.